With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there.
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. Can't have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Let's be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Fight?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the water. Bring me one.
Then if he gets a stain on his shirt,
he goes like this.
If I fuck a model... If I fuck a model who bleached her asshole and I get bleach on my t-shirt... I'm going to feel like an asshole.
And on that note, welcome to Mama's
Perfect.
Can't escape Oscar Wilde like bros like that.
I've had that lyric
courtesy of Yeezy.
I know, I've had that lyric stuck in my head all day long.
I really don't want to give him the airtime, but
know.
I could really delve into that statement a lot more.
I looked up the lyrics on some website, and then there was a little annotation that described what anal bleaching was.
I thought that was pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah,
apparently
not. But it's
an actual annotation to let people know exactly what anal bleaching is.
I mean, it's not that hard to put. It's not rocket
science. And how do you get how do you get it on your shirt?
Think about that.
Maybe it's fresh.
The question is, why is he wearing a shirt?
Yeah, it's true.
It's weird. Why is there ass on his shirt?
That's a better question.
Well,
sorry,
he was taking his shit on his chest.
You know, let's start.
They should have explained that.
Well, I'm sure that if we tweet Kanye, he'll write us back. So let's just tweet him all these questions.
Okay, we have lots of
Kanye,
questions
if you're listening.
Yes.
I know you're in Miami tonight. You're in town.
We want our kids to be friends with your kids.
Please
yeah,
explain.
Please explain your lyrical genius to
all
us.
All right, guys. So welcome to...
That's the best, the longest intro we've had yet.
If you tell him that he's a lyrical genius, I'm pretty sure he will respond because he'll be like, I know.
No.
Anyway. Hello.
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 Hi.
Hello. I am Vanessa, as always, and with me is Christy.
Hello.
And Stephanie.
Hi.
And today we have a special guest, a friend of mine since high school, actually a friend of Stephanie's and mine since high school, my friend Patty.
Hi.
Which hello, apparently Patty. Vanessa remembers meeting Patty.
I do remember meeting Patty.
She's so memorable.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Patty came in like middle of high school.
That's why.
She wasn't there the whole time.
Junior year.
I met a whole lot of people at once when I met Stephanie. So
That's fair.
I came in a pinnacle moment in her mind.
She did.
Yeah.
She did. She changed our little clique.
I know. Because we sat in the middle of the lunch. The whole lunch area, we sat in the middle, which meant everybody wanted to sit with us.
Of course, because
can't sit with us,
dude. Somebody said that.
Somebody said that.
What?
We can't.
One of the girls from our little clique, not the one you don't like, and not the other one of her, the blonde one.
Uh huh.
She goes, guys, we are sitting in the middle of the cafeteria. Like the table that we sat at was like towards the center, but...
Which we sat at the table right next to you guys.
Yes. Yeah, but you were next to us, not in the middle.
Yeah, you weren't in the middle. So, and then she was like, everybody wants to be like us because we're in the middle. And I was like,
this girl crazy.
High school movie.
This is when we knew she was fucking crazy as shit. And we found out just how crazy this girl
was. I was going to say, we always knew she was crazy, though.
But this is like extra special.
This is like the girl that like walks into a movie theater and like sits her ass in the middle of the aisle and doesn't move.
We had one of those too in our little.
I think every group had one.
Our little group had one that was like super psycho.
Who?
I don't want to put anybody on blast, but her name is...
What does it rhyme with?
Hat.
If you don't think you're the crazy one, guess what?
Guess what?
It's
you.
No. Her name rhymes with hat. And she... For reference, all of senior year, she dated somebody whose first name is the Spanish translation of the month of July.
That doesn't rhyme with hat.
No, the boyfriend.
How do you say July in Spanish?
I guess I know, but I'm thinking...
That's the guy she was dating. All the senior year, yeah.
I thought somebody else was dating...
Okay, this is getting way too into like.
That's way too much of a connect the dots thing.
Sorry, Christy.
In conclusion.
Oh, no, I'm usually good, but that was just a little bit too much.
Well, when we stop recording, we'll talk about a little bit more.
Yeah.
I'm all for that, but let's hear a little bit about Patty. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm 30. I'm looking at Christy.
Because Vanessa and Stephanie know all
because
of this.
I already know Vanessa and Stephanie, so I'm going to talk to Christy. Christy, I'm 30. I have been married for almost 6 years. I have two kids.
She's married to a black guy.
I thought Vanessa. That
was pertinent information.
I thought about saying that, but then I wasn't sure.
I thought I should.
You didn't want to let the world know that your husband's a...
That I have mixed babies.
A yummy piece of milk chocolate.
I have beautiful mixed...
You have beautiful mixed babies. Mixed
they really
babies.
Are.
Ah, so gorgeous.
Yummy cafe con leche babies.
My daughter Angelina is 3, and Ryan is going to be 2 in December.
Ryan and Oliver are like two months apart.
I am that crazy mom who had 2 under 2. They are 17 months apart.
Ugh, my friend's going through that right now.
It's fun. It was challenging.
But it's going to be fun when they're older.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah. It's getting to be to that point where it's great because they entertain each other so well. And I get asked if they're twins. And I'm sure at some point I'll be like, yeah, they're almost the same height and weight because my son's
giant like mine.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think he's so big, but he's bigger than my girl. I don't know.
Why do we all have giant babies?
What is it with
Speak
boys
for yourself.
Being big?
Yeah, boys I are big. Know. Well, if this group, 75%
of them.
Yeah, my daughter was only 7 pounds when she was born. She was born at 38 weeks, and then my son was born at 39 weeks, and he was 8 pounds, 2 ounces.
Just like Oliver.
And I had them... This way.
This way. And naturally. She is, ladies and gentlemen at home, she is gesturing.
Christy's drunk already.
I'm gay. And they just like, apparently fell out of
they did.
Her
and Patty's daughter was skinny born. As shit. I remember so I was like, okay, Patty's like 6 centimeters. Okay, I can take a nap. And when I wake up, she'll be like 8. And I think I was asleep for like half an hour when I got a text message. She's pushing. And I was like, what the fuck happened?
Lena was like, was quick. And then Ryan was even quicker. I don't know. Lena was in labor from like.
You were contracting for like two or three days. You were contracting forever.
I had that prodromal labor for like 3 weeks. I was like walking around 3 centimeters with my daughter. With my son, I was walking around 4 centimeters for a week and a half. This baby was...
How did he not fall out of you?
He almost did. I went into my doctor's appointment and I was like hanging out in my doctor's office and she comes in an hour late and she checks me and she's like, hey, you're going to the hospital. You're 6 centimeters. I'm like, what? Yeah. We're like high-fiving each other because I was done. And I get to the hospital and it's like 10:30 and I had him at 2:30.
Jesus, I wish. I did not dilate at all before I went into labor. Went into the hospital. They sent my butt home.
Today? Yeah.
Oh, sure. They sent my butt home because I wasn't dilated enough.
Oh, no.
And I had to come back again. They did that to me too. And I just would not dilate. My water didn't break. They had to break it for me. Ugh. That kid just was just like, I want to come out, but I'm going to make it difficult on you.
Sorry.
No. My kids did not want to come out. They were comfortable as shit.
Well, yeah. And what do you do?
So I stay at home with my babies. I'm a hustler. I basically just try to come up with ways to make money.
Patty's the most gangster one in the house tonight.
Yeah, Patty's pretty gangster. I'm not gonna
of my hustling for safety reasons.
Is it legal? I'm joking.
Well,
silence.
I mean, listen, do what you gotta do.
No, I do. I try to bring in money in the house. I've had my own company. I've worked with my mom. I've done a bunch of stuff. Now I'm second shooting with a photographer here in South Florida that's a really good friend of mine. And yeah, I just do little things here and there. I'm thinking about being a LuLaRoe distributor. LuLaRoe, whatever. I don't know. So yeah, I make money. I just can't reveal all my secrets. All right. I don't care. But that's what I do.
And cool.
Oh, and I'm studying for my fucking graduate exam. Because even though I took it, they wipe out your scores after 5 years. Mm-hmm. So I have to retake it because I'm going to go do my PhD next year.
Cool.
Mm. High five. It's going to be Dr. Patty.
Doctor.
Ooh. Official.
Anybody need an exam? Anybody? Stuff?
You want to check this weird mole out that I
have? Oh, no.
I'm
kidding.
I'm joking. I don't have any weird moles.
Not a mole doctor.
No problem.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for sharing. And thanks for joining us.
And thanks for joining us. I'm very excited.
Friday evening.
It was very hard to convince me when you told me that there was wine.
It was wine, cookie dough, popcorn, pizza, and we have carrot cake for later. So
we're just expanding today.
If you want to eat along with us, that's what's going on today.
You guys want to talk about what we're drinking?
Yes, yum. Let's talk about what we're drinking. So today's wine is brought to us by Patty. She suggested the Ravenswood Cabernet Sauvignon.
No, say it correctly. Cabernet Sauvignon.
Sauvignon.
That's how we say it.
That's how we say it because we're fancy. So, Patty, you want to tell us about the wine?
Yeah. I was introduced to this wine about, I want to say about 7 years ago. My cousin introduced it to me, and she was like, hey, you like cheap wine at Publix? I was like, yeah. Who doesn't?
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, you need to try this. And so she brought me some Ravenswood, and I was like, oh my gosh, this $9 bottle of Ravenswood Cabernet Sauvignon is so good. It's become quickly our favorite. It's really bold.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the first time I tried it, I was like, whoa, this is like too much for me. But now it's just juice.
And I think we need to shout out to the fact that, I don't know about, listen, $9 wine, that ain't too cheapy.
It's not.
Because I've had that $3 wine.
We could do $3 check from Trader Joe's.
Yeah. I just discovered a $3 wine at Walmart.
I have nothing against cheap wine. Okay, I drink boxed wine.
Oh no, hey, no, I'm just saying.
My YouTube channel
Franzi is really good.
What is it?
Mama drinks boxed wine. Or
yeah,
mom
loves boxed. I don't something even know like my that. Fucking YouTube channel. Mom loves boxed wine because I do. I like fisheye. Shira.
Black box.
No, girl, fisheye.
Oh, I like black box. We could totally do that one night.
We
should do a boxed wine night.
Me and my husband went through a period where we just basically had it on tap in our bedroom for at least like 2 months straight, and so we were thinking about constructing like a little wooden box to put it in to make it a little fancy, you know, and just only the tap be poking out through the bottle. It's about I think it's a 4 or 5 bottles of wine in there.
It is.
Yeah,
so we only need to buy one box.
Yes. Well, let me tell you, we discovered box wine for Nathan's birthday because we had his birthday at a park.
I remember.
And you're not and
you can't have
you're not allowed to have glass. And I was like, I needs my mama needs her wine. And so
that's so stupid. You can't bring your glass bottle, but let me whip out my pocket knife.
Yeah. No.
Well, I wasn't supposed to have glass at Link's birthday, and I had beer, and I didn't care. So
we had beer cans.
A park, like one of those.
Yeah, but we were inside the restaurant.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to have.
Mm. Well, no, we at the I other at his second birthday either. His second birthday.
You like that though, right? It's because we're from Miami.
Well, you know what?
Yeah,
here's the thing. Here was my justification for it. The parks and recs like. teenagers that were working the office were sitting inside the park office. The park office had like a big window looking into the room, and they were smoking so much weed that the entire rec room, you guys had left
I was
already.
Gonna say, I was like, I do I'm not like, I don't
towards
this.
The end of the party,
that would have been a really fun party.
Towards yeah. the end of the party, the room smelled so much like weed that when they were like, oh, you were supposed to leave at a certain time and you have to pick up still, whatever, I looked the kids straight in the face and I was like, well, maybe I should, because their boss, like the manager of the park, went to where my husband teaches, and you know how like those people are, it's like the mafia. Yeah. And I told him, I'm like, well, what if I'm gonna call your boss and I'm gonna let him know that the five of you were sitting in here smoking so much weed at a 2-year-old's birthday party that everybody, including the kids, were asking why it smelled weird. And he's like, take your time.
Of course he's gonna tell you that. But yeah, I agree that we people in Miami just don't respect.
Oh, by the way, the Winn-Dixie right here, nobody speaks English there.
Oh, of course not.
Mm, note for you when you go to Italy.
Nobody speaks English there either?
Besides that, no, when it comes to like the glass on the street, when we went to the races, because we went to the F1 race in Monza, and while we were there, we noticed that they were handing out drinks in our little area in glass cups, and we had like wine glasses, and I'm like, this would never fucking fly in Miami. Like, this shit would be broken everywhere. And there was a guy walking around with, like, a tub, picking it up on Neely. And I was thinking, why is there no broken glass? Like, it was just...
People are fucking savages in this city, and I don't know why.
In Europe all the time. Yeah. So it's not, like...
It's not taboo, right?
It's not a thing that where you finally do get a chance to drink, you're like, fuck it, I'm going to go buck wild, and I'm going to drink, and it turns itself off. It sleeps. The TV sleeps. We have a new TV in this house. It's beautiful.
Wake it up. I like this picture.
As we discussed in our first episode, the TV is no longer remnant of Sophie Poop Tarzan.
Oh, yes. This TV does not have any poop on it.
Bro, I laugh so hard at that because my favorite Sophie Poop story.
Oh, God.
Since we're going to go ahead and transition to this. My favorite Sophie Poop story was that she once pooped behind the couch and decided to decorate her poop with Vanessa's bangles.
Yeah.
I remember this conversation.
She took
as well.
My bracelets. And she was hiding behind the chair. It wasn't this the chair that I'm sitting in. It was a smaller chair, but she was still like hiding behind the chair, and I can see her, like the top of her little head, and I was like,
you didn't smell it?
No, because it was like over there, so this air wasn't hitting it, so the smell wasn't really traveling as fast as it would have had there been like air conditioning directly hitting it. And I just see her and I'm watching her and I was like, nothing good can come from her hiding behind the chair. It's like nothing. And sure enough, I get up and I was like, this fucking turd on the floor. And my jewelry's on it. And then thank God it was like the rubber stuff. Like it was like the Live Strong kind of bracelets, but it wasn't the yellow kind, it was black ones from Peace Love World. And I'm like, bitch, those shits cost $8.
Can we please be old ladies and you still tell me that story?
I hope I never forget that story.
By the way, local,
you forget.
Thank you.
Local shout out, Peace Love World. We do accept sponsorship.
We do. We will wear your I Love Mom.
We were already wearing it. Oh, we would like, we I have like one. You to I give have, it to us.
When I was pregnant, somebody, Christy, of
I have one of their little
boys. She gave me a shirt that said orange, not orange, that's a show. Motherhood is the new black.
I have that hat.
No. For a second there, I thought you were gonna tell us a poop story, and I was thinking, but she's pregnant, like where's this gonna go?
I'm not pregnant.
No, not now.
Oh, in your story.
You said you were pregnant. Hello,
don't you know Zika? We don't get pregnant around here.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
We don't get pregnant because I'm like, I'm not pregnant. I'm drinking.
There's Zika.
My
we have headaches and Zika.
Snipped and snapped. So.
Oh, you made him get a vasectomy?
He needs to talk to Neri. Oh. He needs to talk to Neri. Because I'm done.
Neri's not going to do it. He wants a tribe of like.
I know he wants a tribe. But like.
You're going to have a superhero tribe.
He told you he wanted to have a baby just so that you can name something.
Oh, yeah, I just saw the picture that it got framed. Picture. Such a cute picture that they have.
Cute picture.
But, yeah, he just wants a tribe of, like, superheroes.
The other day, he looked at me, he's like, hurry up and get pregnant so we can name something. And I'm like...
December.
I wanted to tell him to get a fucking dog, but then I was like, no, then I have to clean up after the dog. No. It's like, get a pet app on your phone.
Get a Tamagotchi.
You can name all the animals on your phone if you want.
I wanted a fish.
Against Vanessa getting another dog. I can't handle the text messages. I can't handle the piss. I can't even handle it, and I'm away. She's not getting another dog.
I don't want another dog. See, we have almost told him when he was like, let's get pregnant so we can name something. I was about to be like, get a fucking dog. But I was like, nope.
You can never say those words.
The next day he will come home with a dog.
Do they still make those robot dogs?
I don't want one of those either. It makes noise.
Okay.
No.
No. I'm telling you, we got a beta.
Furby, and he can name the Furby.
We got a beta fish. We're going
to
get...
I wanted to get a beta fish. Like, they have small little bowls.
Ugh. Which my beta is still alive, and I don't know how.
Hard eye roll. My mother gave us a beta for Lena's birthday. And I'm like, seriously? You know I fucking hate taking care of animals, and now you give me another animal to take care of?
So that's why my mom will never...
No, see, Jeff wanted a fish, and he's been dying to get a fish tank. And I agreed to a beta as, like... the tester, and it's so far so good, except for the fact that now we've had to move it because we gave Nathan's obsessed with Dory right now, and we gave him this like Dory that you touch it or it touches water and like the tail moves and it like swims,
yeah,
and it's gone in the fish tank like 3 or 4 times. I don't know how that beta is alive because it should have died of a heart attack by now.
Those shits, they live forever.
Are crazy resilient. But like, I'm telling you, like the stuff
they,
that
like,
ends
eat
up
other in fish though.
Yeah, that's why they have to
another,
be alone.
You can't put another one. What you're supposed to do is buy a second beta and put it in a tank, in another little tank next to it, so that they like look at each other.
Oh my god,
that's why like you
way
see
too much fucking work. Like, they're fucking fish. Fish is supposed to be self sufficient. You fucking put the little food in the morning, and that's fucking it. I don't need to fucking have it socialized through another fucking little Dollar Tree bowl. No,
no, that's why I told Jeff. I'm like, we're not getting another beta.
I will fucking fry that fish before fish I try nasty. To socialize it.
They start to smell. Fuck that.
Like, Jeff's been really good, I will say, of taking care of this beta, because I told him I'm not, like, I'm doing nothing. Well, I don't want to know how you clean the water. So, I don't want to know anything.
I'm so done with having dogs. I'm like, when you're here, they're your responsibility. Do not ask me to do anything for them. Do not ask me to feed them, give them water, nothing.
I have a solution for Neri.
Tell me.
Get him a Giga Pet.
I think that's perfect.
They sell them on Amazon.
Yeah, just get him a perfect
Giga Pet. He can take care of it on his own.
I'm pretty sure that there has to be an app for that. Listen, right now...
Oh, that's right. He was making fun of Pokemon.
Listen, that's what I told him. I was like, just download an app that lets you take care of a pet and their name it whatever
it's gotta
you
be a virtual pet app. Virtual pet app. We accept sponsorships.
Yeah. I'm like, if they're shit with a push of a button.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, I have my...
And he can have as many as he wants.
I have my Pokemon Go. The only reason I still have it, I'm so over it because I get over these, like,
oh,
app
deleted
games.
It. He was, like, done with it.
Well, I can't delete it because my husband would kill me because apparently in the next, like, coming weeks, there's gonna be an update that you can, like, trade or give people the Pokemon that you've caught.
You can already do that.
Well, I don't know. Like, I don't have the update yet.
I don't know. Dave got rid of it supposedly because he said he needed to make room for Super Mario Run.
That's what I'm waiting for because I love me some Super Mario.
For like 2 days.
It's like exactly, but I'll get over it.
But it's Mario.
Yeah, like I'll get over it super fast. Like Jeff has, I will never forget. Like any app game or whatever he goes crazy on, and like I played for like 2 seconds. There was a Simpsons one, and that bitch used to talk to us in the middle of the night. And I was over it.
Oh no.
Like in the middle of the night it would like send, it was like and I was like, what the hell is
used
that?
To play I used to play Kim Kardashian Hollywood.
Excuse me?
Those are so boring.
I used to do what?
I used to play Kim Kardashian Hollywood for like a hot minute when everybody was
what
like,
what the fuck do you do?
You
dress her up and go places.
Yeah, you like dress up and like you like do things and you like try to become famous.
It's made her billion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Billions of dollars.
It's ridiculous. Billions.
Billions with a B.
Ugh, this is for when booty. These are times where like I wish I was a bigger whore. like the biggest fucking.
See, here's
whore
the problem. We it's
huge boobs that like would just get famous.
You can buy yourself huge.
See, it's not the fact I've thought about this. I've actually had deep thoughts about this. It's not that we had to be bigger whores. Is that apparently we were stupid whores?
Yeah,
because we apparently like
she just called herself a whore.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. But like we apparently did not be. Go after
you weren't like
the
proactive
big
about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like we were just like okay, and like when I say whore, I use it, you know,
loosely.
But like you know, we went after guys that you know, we use it like we went after guys that we knew or guys that you saw that were hot or no, like these girls have purpose.
Of course,
like your ass is not famous. Your ass doesn't have money.
A gold digger. She ain't messing with no broke nigga. God, Kanye, you should pay me.
The best fact about it is that he was part of that song.
You know what?
Like, Jamie Foxx and him, like, how do you get involved in that and then marry somebody that you know that...
Granted, she's been obsessed with her for years.
Yeah, he's been obsessed. It worked out for him, and they seem like they are like the yin to each other's yangs, because they're both in that like
in that mindset. The con to the yay.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
That was good.
I'm judging you right now.
I'm okay with that one. People, don't be an ass.
You know what? I was dying today. I was going to talk.
It's like asking like a fish not to swim.
I was laughing because I there's like. On Instagram.
I'm sorry.
The hell you attacking my popcorn?
Why are you throwing your iPad at people?
Steph's violent today.
This picture is gorgeous.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm in love with him.
Thank you.
Take that baby. I'm going to eat him.
We're talking about Link.
Oh, I'm going to eat that baby. Thanks. He's so cute.
Thanks.
That reminded me because I was looking at the bottle because me and Steph had a little like Pretty Little Liars moment because the bottle is named Ravenswood, which is the creepy town that's next door.
It is a show that lasted like 8 episodes.
Yeah, man. And let me tell you,
I was so mad. The show where Caleb was in love with a fucking ghost.
And here's the thing: is I refuse to pay for it. You know that I refuse to pay for it, and I want to watch it again to make sure it was as bad as I thought it was.
To pay
for it, the only way you can see it right now is if you pay for it on Amazon.
No, that's not true. That's on Netflix.
No, I looked on Netflix, and they only had the first episode.
Don't be crazy. I've been watching it. I'm like on season.
No. Not Pretty Little Liars. Ravenswood.
No, Ravenswood is on there.
Find it for me.
It has to be
because I only saw the first. The only place I've been able to find it was on Amazon. But. So this, I was looking today and I thought
I'll
of
be
you.
Right with you.
And I thought of you because I follow on Instagram Mandy Lane, who was the stylist for Pretty Little Liars for the past 6 seasons. She's gone now because they wanted to go with the 5 years forward. I guess they wanted a different look, which I'm not a fan of. I think that she did so much better than this girl now.
Eric Damon didn't do their stuff?
No, for the past, from the beginning, it was Mandy Lane.
But Eric, what did Eric Damon do then?
Oh, I don't know.
Eric Damon did Gossip Girl. Never mind.
Oh, I was going to say, I was like, I know that name, but no. And she posted today.
Eric Damon he was Pat Fields' assistant on Sex and the City.
Oh, there you go.
And he then became the stylist after Sex and the City. He became the stylist for Gossip Girl.
Which makes perfect sense, so it was New York.
I love Gossip Girl.
Gossip Girl's the best.
We love Gossip Girl.
I have watched it.
R.I.P. Gossip Girl.
We are happy Gossip Girl.
And I'm ready to watch it a third time.
Yes,
I'm ready to watch OC like a fourth time. I love OC.
Yeah, I'm ready to start watching Gossip Girl again.
I need to rewatch that.
It's all on Hulu.
I need to rewatch
it. It's all on Hulu.
I love the OC.
If you don't have Hulu, you can log into my account.
No, I do.
I didn't want to get you such a large piece.
But is this shit warm?
No.
We bring me some cold ass pizza, girl. You better warm that shit in the microwave.
But did you see that she ate your balls?
That was amazing. That was amazing. But yeah, Steph, I was thinking about you because she posts that like she loves the Kardashian style. And then today she posts a picture and it's
what part of the style she likes? The naked part or the just barely showing the
crazy
part?
Shit that they like pull off? Like the super like she likes her like super fashion forward.
Listen, I would like to say this. I will say this. Today in the Kardashians are in Miami.
Yeah,
we mentioned the concert is tonight. There's a Yeezy concert tonight. Kim today was wearing a corset, like lingerie style corset with jeans.
It's hot as shit here.
With jeans. And I would just like to say that I rocked that same exact outfit like 4 years ago.
Yeah.
And there's photographic evidence of it. On exactly see. Yes, yeah. Just like that. Okay, I have a picture of it somewhere. I will find
post it,
it. You must and I will post it to Instagram.
We'll post
it
side by side.
I'll post it side by side of who best, wore better.
Kim.
I
she
did that
is
shit.
Trying to channel like some kind of Selena or something.
Yeah,
going on right now.
Which is like the best thing. Read the caption though, because that's Mandy Lane's caption.
The caption says, "Right when I said the hashtag Kardashians were hashtag killing the game, they all fail at the same time. Like seriously, every look. Sorry, but true." Dot.
Yeah, so when I saw that, I was like, I need to tell Steph this because it's hot, so apparently people don't know what to wear when it's hot.
Thank you for this. Thank you for this meatball pizza.
But they've spent a good amount of time here. They should know.
Yeah.
Seriously, they've lived here for a while.
Well, lived is a loose term.
They hoteled
it. Free
yeah, they hoteled
room.
It.
Whatever. They were here.
Because they took Miami.
Yeah, exactly.
The Kardashians. It was Khloe and Kourtney take Miami.
Yeah, and then it was Kim and
where did they take Miami to? Because it's the same place as it was before they came.
Sweetheart, the complete first season is on Amazon.
But you have to pay for it.
So she said,
oh, yeah, you do. Just kidding.
I don't want to pay for it. It was a really bad show.
Maybe it's, you can find it on YouTube.
But the girl, sure, the funny thing can. Is the girl that
I'm wearing a shirt where I can't hold the mic in my boobs today.
See, this is
fail.
Problem.
Wow, Stephanie.
Fail.
See, because the problem is that the girl.
Time out,
that,
Stephanie.
Because the girl.
You're gonna put me in the corner and spank me?
Ooh. Shit just got sure. weird.
Shit just got real.
Yeah, because the you girl that was in.
Jesus. Can we please Snapchat what's happening right now?
Yes. Yes, we can. That face right there. I am Snapchatting.
Everybody follow us
she
on Snapchat at Mama's and Merlot.
Now, here's the best part. I'm going to save this so that we can post it later on because this was like a 3 week old. This will be a 3 week in the future.
Yeah.
Episode.
Hottest meatballs I've ever had in my mouth. Woo!
You've had hot balls in your mouth?
No, these are like hot.
But because the girl that was in, that plays Miranda from Ravenswood / Pretty Little Liars episode, that is the one from
the ghost
Caleb.
Girl?
Yeah, the ghost girl. She I love her because she was in Jonas, LA Jonas, when the Jonas Brothers had their little show.
This is something that I need to bring up for discussion because...
Is it in your notebook?
No, it's not in my notebook.
Is it about
but
Christy, my...
Christy crazy. Has a problem.
I love Nick Jonas.
And Christy, it's his birthday today.
I know.
And
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Nick so Jonas.
Pretty. You know
yummy, delicious. I just happened to come across it on Instagram.
Everybody yeah, was
just happened kind of type to of come up. Across
Listen,
it.
That boy, that's, oh God.
Christy, I don't want to put you on blast, but Christy's in her 30s. I don't want to say the exact age.
Ooh.
But she's in her 30s. And Christy still actively watches Disney Channel.
Oh, I do too. I can't.
I want that job. I totally want that job on Netflix.
I can do the original.
How?
The original series. The
those
original
shows
movies.
Are so miserable. They're
it
so
makes me
boring.
Happy.
They're so terrible.
Like all, I like all those like little shows
well,
that make
I
people
put
happy.
That on so that I can fall asleep. So that there's no scary commercials.
You're so married to
I
the
am,
perfect
no,
man.
Such a worse. Chicken shit.
No,
I
I'm
am.
Like that too. I watched. Oh my God. Okay. So the on Wednesday I'm night, alone. American Horror Story alone. Premiered. Which, by the way, you're super obsessed with American Horror Story.
Watched.
Have been since season one. I liked Freak Show. I liked all the ones that people said were bad.
Freak Show.
See, okay, I have like a fascination with like really like turn Disney like princess? Odd turn of the century circuses. So I loved Freak Show.
Dying in the car.
Here's the thing. But I sat down to watch American Horror Story by myself because David.
Why
was
would
out.
You do that?
Because she's crazy.
No, I'm fine. It's no big deal. Like I like horror. I just don't like anything like demon possession. Like I didn't like season two Asylum because it had a lot to do with like devil and possession. Like that
Coven was the bomb.
Hashtag too real for me because like once it starts like getting involved with like Catholicism
religion.
And religion, like that's where I cut it off. But I generally like horror and I'm fine with it and I watch it all the time
except for E.T.
Fuck you, that's not horror. I got real serious.
That shit is so horror.
I hate E.T. I fucking hate that.
See how flat his head is?
Dude, that thing is a minion of the Antichrist. That's not a real.
Oh my God.
Anyway, I digress.
Listen, I don't like E.T. I'm scared of E.T., but she is like terrified.
It's an actual phobia.
Yeah.
Why? It's like a weird, like wrinkly penis.
Exactly.
It looks like a ball sack.
And then when it hides in the stuffed animals, no. And then the long fucking
when he hides in the stuffed animals, no. He puts the wig on. He reminds me of my grandma. God rest her soul.
He's so cute.
Because my grandma was like really tan because she's and like was out in the sun a lot. And then like she was really wrinkled because she smoked like 4 packs of cigarettes a day.
Oh my God, that's. So
and then she had like dyed blonde hair.
Oh my God, I'm dying.
My grandmother is dead. Don't. I love my grandma.
Sorry, I'm drinking it on antibiotics. It's
not rest in peace, though.
Rest in peace, abuela.
You're the only one that
wait, I like. Wait, more does. R.I.P.
R.I.P. R.I.P.
Anyway, so when E.T. dress up, and hold on, at Tate's, at the fucking place, they have that E.T. dressed
with
up with like the fucking old lady.
They do.
And it fucking freaks me out. And I think your asshole
hey,
husband pointed it out
Stranger
to me.
Here?
I saw it. We've all seen it, I think.
What?
Stranger Things?
Okay, does E.T. not look like... You said the blonde wig.
Yes, that is
it's the
yes.
blonde wig that they put on that.
See, I get in trouble for Stranger Things all the time.
Why?
Didn't do it for me.
I loved it. It made me feel so nostalgic.
Yes.
I was like, oh, look at me. I'm in the 80s.
So here was my thing.
Did not do it for me.
I'm kind of like in between somewhere. Well, I'm physically sitting in between you guys, but I'm also in between you guys on the Stranger Things because
I'm over here in a chair.
Have you seen it?
No.
So this is the exact representation of our opinions on Stranger Things. So I started. So Dave got into Stranger Things like as it premiered on Netflix. Like he had, you know how Netflix, like a week before they'll premiere something, they'll like flash it on like the main screen. And,
yeah.
Like, so he had read the description and he was like, "Oh, this looks really cool. It looks like Goonies and like E.T. or whatever." He's like, I'm gonna watch it. So we were house sitting for someone, and he stayed there during the day while I, because it wasn't still summer break when he wasn't working, while I went to work, and he stayed home and like watched it in like 3 days or 2 days.
Dave has watched Stranger Things like at least 3 times.
He's watched it 3 times. Yeah. He's
basically a Demogorgon.
Yeah. So he was like, babe, this is so good, you gotta watch it, whatever. Dave has a tendency to build things up though.
Really?
And then by the time I started watching it like 3 weeks later, it was like as everybody had already started to watch it and everybody was talking about it. What?
Finish your story. I have a question for you.
It just killed me.
Oh god. Are we going there already?
Oh yeah.
Okay, fine. So he's like, you got it. So by the time I started watching it, it was like in the, like, as everybody is tweeting every 25 seconds about how great Stranger Things was. So I'm watching it, and
like you
I'm
and Neri are in the same boat.
Right, yes, Neri and I are in the same boat in the sense that it was very good. I very much enjoyed it for all the same reasons that everybody else enjoyed it. I don't know what I was expecting, but it didn't meet my expectations, you know? And had I probably started watching it when Dave first saw it, or, you know, when it was still like the,
I'm
like
shaking my head in agreement,
but the underdog show or whatever, then I probably would feel the same way as most people do. But I think that it's very good, but slightly overrated.
See, I think that's my thing. I started watching it the same time that Dave started watching.
Patty just gave me the weirdest stank guy.
It's just her face.
It's not me today. I started watching it the same time that Dave did, because it was right in the beginning, because I even started watching it before Jeff did. And I got 3 episodes in, and Jeff's like, well, what do you think? And I go, honestly, I could take it or leave it at this point. Like, it really didn't do it for me.
I kind of agree. I was, like, waiting for...
I was waiting for something.
I caught, like, all the little Easter eggs, and I caught, like, the Poltergeist references, and the E.T. references, and the Goonies references, and, like, whatever. I got all that perfect, no problem, but I was still waiting for, like...
Yeah, that was my thing. I was waiting for...
I also can't take Winona Ryder seriously.
That's honestly another issue that I really had.
I'll go ahead and agree with you on that.
Because
every time I look at her, all I can think of is like Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice and like Heathers.
I'm good with her. Like,
you know?
Have you seen that meme that's like, I can't get you to text me back, but Winona Ryder can get her son to talk to her through lights?
No, I've never
that's
seen
awesome. Really
I've
funny. Seen that one. But see, my thing is, like, I loved Winona Ryder then.
Oh, Lydia Dietz is like one of my favorite characters.
Yeah, and me from Heathers. Heathers is one of my movies.
Heathers is the original Mean Girls.
Yes, and it is like the best thing in the
Listen,
world.
Listen, every decade there's like a teen girl
of
movie.
Of course.
It started with Heathers, it went to Clueless, then Mean Girls, then Easy A.
Listen,
yeah.
Heather Chandler was the bitch of the bitches. And that's why the bitch had to die.
Yeah.
That's why Heather Chandler had to die.
Heathers is amazing.
But I love that. Oh, come on. And it freaking has Christian Slater.
True story.
Like, during the Christian Slater,
most Christian
pump up
Slater-y.
The volume.
Slaterness.
Like, it was him Slater-ness. And then... Slaterness. Yeah, no.
Do you know that he's the voice of the snake on the Lion Guard?
Yes, I do know this.
I love when I find out, like...
Real actors
celebrity voices, because I killed Jeff with the guy from... The Lord of the Rings, The Hobbit, that was Special Agent Oso. I can't remember his name right now.
Oh, Sean Astin.
Yes.
Yes.
He got so upset.
I found one out today. You might know who this person. Do you know who Richard O'Brien is?
That name sounds familiar.
He's Riff Raff from Rocky Horror.
Oh, yeah.
Rocky Horror.
Oh, no, but he's super voice actor.
He's the dad on Phineas and Ferb.
Really?
He's the British dad on Phineas and Ferb.
That makes so much sense.
Yep.
But you know what? British accents are fucking deceiving.
Well, since we're talking
deceiving.
About cartoons...
Okay.
Stephanie, you want to tell us about Strawberry Shortcake? Oh, Patty needs to be caught up on the story.
Wait. This is going to be the best, because Patty hasn't heard this story, so we are going to have somebody that's like...
Has a genuine reaction
to this. All
right. Well, we get to hear Stephanie's side of the story now, because we've heard Neri's, and you can hear Raul's
on Geekmore.
Geekmore.
Wait, this is going to air 2 weeks after it'll be whatever. I don't know. We'll post
the Tom Cruise episode.
It is. No.
It's the football movies.
Excuse me. I'm behind
on the football movies episode of...
I don't listen.
Geekmore, you're going to get the boy's side of the story on this.
And now you'll get the truth.
from Steph.
You're going to get the truth. This is our fourth episode, so if you've heard our fourth episode, you've probably heard our first episode.
Which I don't remember discussing this in the first
episode. You actually prompted the conversation.
I'm sure I did.
But we were talking about how David went through like a phase where he wanted to dress like a professor. To which Vanessa asked me, how do you stay with him? Or why did you stay with him?
Really, you must really love him.
You must really love him.
I was trying to be funny.
And she goes, how did you stay with him? I chuckled and I'm like, and as a joke, I mean, it's not a joke because it's true, but like in a joking matter, I was like, well, his dick's big. Okay. So I was like, okay, fine. You know, whatever. We laughed about it.
And now that has kind of like, that's all the guys can talk about.
It has like, I've created a monster at this point because it's like swirled into this whole thing where like they're in a group chat. They changed his name to Tripod. Like it's like a whole
it's
thing.
Like huge.
Angry Tripod.
It's like huge, baby, bigger than yeah, a like baby's arm.
Like it's, I mean, it's not, I mean, it's. It's not like exaggerated. It's not like fucking Ron Jeremy, like ridiculous, like halfway down.
It does Mark the job.
Wahlberg. Yeah, it's not like Mark Wahlberg Orlando and Boogie Nights or anything like that. But it is a very sizable. It is very sizable, especially considering the fact that my husband is 5'5". So you know he's a short guy.
I don't believe that shit unless I see a picture. Just saying.
Where no, is I got picture? A dick pic before.
No thanks. This
story. I got a dick pic on my way over here.
Well, guess what?
I will always call your bluff.
This story comes with the possibility of pictures.
The story also comes with a picture. We just haven't gotten it
yet. We haven't found it yet. Okay. But so apparently they brought it up. David was not on the football movie episode.
He was not.
I really wish he would have been though.
Yeah.
Well, whatever the next episode is,
they'll bring it up again. Well, because it's been, 3 weeks since our first recording, and they're still talking about
it. Right, exactly.
Because we told them about it, and then when it aired, when we posted our episode, right. They have not stopped talking about it. It's like a wild,
it grew
week.
Like a wildfire. So,
it grew like a...
I walked right into it. I deserve that one.
He's a grower.
Anyway.
Not a shower.
He's okay, shower, but it's a deaf...
It's deaf...
Anyway,
we're making
he
it worse,
shows,
guys.
And then he kind of grows.
Oh my god. Anyway.
Oh my god.
So, on the recording of. So apparently, when they were recording the football movie episode, they brought it up and they were talking about it, to which Raul's response was, yeah, I've been privy to that information, I believe, is what he said. Raul and David. Just a little bit of background there. Raul's fiance is my best friend. We've been best friends since we were in sixth grade. We've been best friends for almost 20 years. And Raul, Dave, and I have known each other since we were like in high school.
I just saw pictures from your wedding, by the way. And
yeah, he was there.
I completely forgot that I walked down the aisle with him.
Oh my god,
with Raul.
This girl has real.
You have the worst. You literally
I
have the worst memory.
With. I'm sorry. I like.
Do you remember being in my wedding?
Yes, I remember being in your wedding. I remember that when I got my dress fixed, they. Fucked it up.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Like, that wasn't, wires
that wasn't my fault.
That was not your fault. That was the guy that fixed my dress's fault. And I didn't want to tell you because it was your wedding and then I forgot afterwards.
Oh, what a good friend.
Oh,
I didn't
want
to stress you out that my dress was messed up, but my nipples looked like this.
Like this. Okay, well, whose fault really is that?
That's not my fault. My nipples pointed in the same direction, but the dress, the wires in the dress were pointing... really odd places, but please let's get
anyway to the story. So we've known Raul for probably about 15 years and we've known Christy for longer. So David and Raul are very close and have become close throughout like the process of our friendship or whatever. So back when we first got married, well actually before that, let me, so Nary didn't believe that. You know, he was like, no, you haven't seen his dick. Like, whatever. Why would you see his dick? And he's like, no, I've seen pictures of it. Because one time Dave dyed his hair, his pubes pink. And he showed me the picture. Oh, purple. He said purple.
He said purple.
Dave dyed his pubes purple.
Well, he should have told the story the way Nary told me. Because that was really funny.
Well, do you want to tell the story?
No, I don't want to tell the story.
Well, I don't know.
Keep going.
Anyway. So one time, Dave dyed his pubes purple and he showed me the picture. So to which Nary was like, no, that didn't happen. And he's like, no, I promise you it did. So I get a text message last night at about 1 o'clock in the morning of a screenshot of a conversation of the guy's group chat going on and how they like Dave. Remember, Dave wasn't there. Dave was actually, ironically enough, serving a retreat for the school that he works for, and he's getting all these messages.
A religious school,
correct? A Catholic school. He's getting all these messages about how they all know about the pube situation, but at that point they were still believing it was purple, and then Dave corrected them, it was actually pink. So we here's the why.
Wait, Christy
Christy went to pee and she's gonna miss the story.
Everybody always misses your story. There's always somebody in the bathroom during Stephanie's story.
Well, we've all had children, we cannot hold it like this we used to.
Oh my gosh.
It's so bad.
The wine does not help.
No.
Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Hurry.
You're missing the pink pubes.
I'm going to tell the pink, the real version of the pink pube story.
I heard the beginning.
Okay.
I know. I was like,
I already knew.
I was trying to hold up the story.
Oh, so, okay, great. Thank you. Sorry. It was that time.
I would say probably about a year or so after we had first gotten married, we had a friend of ours that came to like crash with us for a couple of months. On our couch, because we lived in a one-bedroom apartment, but she was having issues with her mom, and she asked us if she can come like crash with us for a while. As soon as I start to describe the situation, you're gonna know exactly who it is.
Okay.
You.
Vanessa,
sorry. She was in beauty school at the time.
Oh Jesus, done.
And she was I've had my hair blonde for years. I'm not naturally blonde, but I've been dyeing my hair blonde for years. And she was learning at that point that when you blonde hair, it takes to like bright, vivid color really well. And she thought that I would look really cute with like hot pink, like peekaboo highlights, like the ones that come from underneath. But at the time I was teaching and I couldn't have like hot pink hair. So we settled on like one just like little pink streak that come from behind my ears.
And I remember when you had that.
Right.
Yeah. Vanna, I remember when you had that.
So that we had all this extra dye left over. And she was like, well, what are we going to do with this? There were a couple of other friends with us that were around when this happened. Someone, I can't remember who it was. Someone said, oh, we should dye Dave's pubes pink.
Christy.
And I was like, what's going on?
I'm just telling them who it is.
Oh, okay.
So they can be in the loop.
Gotcha. So they,
I didn't know that was Dave's cousin. Who lives in Wisconsin and makes cheese in a factory. Continue.
And Vanessa's editing the podcast.
What is
the time, Vanessa?
44 minutes.
So anyway, we're already at 44 minutes.
Yeah, 44 minutes and 53
Jesus
seconds.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, so we, I'm laughing at the suggestion because I never think in a million years that this is actually going to happen. I would just like to state for the record, I was never comfortable with this idea. I didn't want it to happen.
I am waiting to hear who did it.
Yes, I need to know.
That's where I'm at right now.
Who did you let touch your husband's pubes?
I'm getting there.
They need to know where I'm at right now.
I'm getting there.
I am dying.
This is the other piece of information that you should probably know about Dave if you want to, you know, fuck with him. He will never, ever, ever back down from a dare or a challenge of any kind.
I've heard this before already.
So even if you talk,
why am I not surprised?
So he saw that I was not comfortable with it and that everybody was egging him on. And he's like, yeah, sure, let's do it. So this friend at the time that was studying cosmetology, yes. Proceeds to dye his pubes pink.
So you let...
I mean, I wasn't comfortable with it, but I mean, whatever.
She, like, up close.
Like her face was all basically. In his, like...
But yeah. He could have done it himself.
Did he get hard?
I don't know.
I got there.
So wait.
I was there, but it was a one-bedroom. I was in my living room, and they were in the bathroom doing this. So
wait, you weren't even present?
I was, like, in the area.
Has anybody else not just... mind straight gone to the fact that Dave is fucking Frenchie from Greece?
So
yeah, no, he is.
He is
course, basically beauty school dropout,
right? And of course,
yes,
we had
to. I think that might be the closing song for this episode.
Beauty school dropout. Of course, we had to document it with photographs
because you got.
There are pictures of this somewhere. I believe they're on David's old laptop. I'm not going to post them to the Instagram page or like, anything.
If we get a picture, we
but will. I will.
Basically, picture Frenchie, but on someone's penis.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that's, but then, of course, like, since Raul's been friends with us forever and Chris has been friends with us forever, like, they didn't see the actual, like, live and in person, but we had these pictures so we could show, so he could show everyone.
But he could have just, like, unbuttoned his pants and shown the pubes. He did not need to show them meat and potatoes.
I mean, I don't know.
He did not need to show them.
I don't know what to tell you.
I mean, I'm back at the fact that there was somebody's, like, face all up in his junk painting.
His
Yeah, I know what you were gonna say. Yeah. I agree.
I know what you were gonna say too. So.
Yeah,
but
weird.
So that's what you missed on Glee.
Perfect set.
And it took forever to come out, so of I just made him shave it off. So,
so was
but then it like stained his skin too. So like yeah. the skin under it was pink. It was.
Attractive.
Like an Easter egg for real.
But we did call it strawberry shortcake for like a really long time.
So when you had sex, was like it rubbing off on you?
No, because it was
did your badge turn pink?
Absolutely not. I mean, it should be already pink. Like,
yeah. And not that weird gray color that it turns after having 70 children. No, no.
On this episode of 70 Kids in Town,
this
was before this was before my son was born.
Oh, I can't wait for Link to hear this story.
So anyway,
it was still new.
That
I just
that was
I'm broken. I can't talk.
I'm sorry.
I just broke Christy. I'm just there's just some logistics that I just can't seem to wrap my head around.
I don't know.
Your vagina dies the more children you have, so it just turns.
Stuck on the dye.
Like I want to know, was it like the type of dye that you put in with like a little brush? So was someone like
it was like the CVS. Has like lights. Hot color. What the fuck are
you talking about? Yeah, but like, is it, was there a bottle and like she like rubbed it with like into the hair?
I think she did
it. Or did she do it with like a paintbrush? Like
the dye brush. You know what I mean?
See, there's I have questions, people.
She used a brush and then threw that brush away.
People, I have questions, okay?
If she used a brush on somebody's head, I need to call somebody.
I would hope.
Did she have to cover it with like a shower cap?
Oh my god, thank you, Patty.
She put a foils? Oh my god, please tell me she put foils.
Foils.
She
was like sit in the bathroom by himself and wait like for it to air dry before you could shower. There,
like this.
I don't remember.
Like, got away from
guys, this was like
playing on his phone.
This was like 6 years ago. This was so long ago that I forgot it happened until last night when this kind of like kicked me in the face and came back into my life.
He told me the story this morning.
Look, I used to work at a wax salon. Long time ago, okay? And during that time that I was working at this wax salon, it was very popular for people to want to do that. So I remember they used to have like these stencils where you could like stencil like a bat.
Well, yeah, I remember.
Like at the tanning salon? You know how the tanning salon has like stencils?
No, but like
if it was Halloween and you wanted to dye like an orange pumpkin, you could. And that was like the first thing I thought of. And it's like, it's a kit where you're like, yeah, you brush it on. Like,
but you know, no, this was actually like hair dye. Like the CVS, toothbrush. Like bright color. I can't remember the name of the brand right now, but
like, I have some in my bag.
Like, I'm telling you, I just have questions.
But if L'Oreal wants to sponsor y'all, that would be
great.
That would be
great. Everybody here will L'Oreal. Dye their hair, their pubes in whatever L'Oreal color they said.
I don't know if L'Oreal wants is promoting pube dyeing.
I'll take all the makeup you want
to
give me.
No, but if L'Oreal wants to paint my hair blue, I'm all for it.
They want to do my hair purple, I'm cool too.
We just want to be a rainbow over here.
We do.
But I need to talk to Dave. I have questions.
I mean,
Can we call him? Can we call him and put him on? No, not today.
This is going to be a long conversation.
He's putting Link to bed right now.
Like, listen, this is something I need to sit down with Dave for at least 20 minutes. I have questions.
Link to bed by telling him that story?
Like, your I have, like, details I need answered. Like, did he have to sit there and, like, wait for it before he
could? I wasn't actually.
How long was the. Did they have to bleach his hair first?
I'm sure they did.
Allow for.
Does he have
light to blow dry it to make sure it was dry.
Because, like, yes, blonde hair takes bright colors very well, but no, I'm assuming
dark. I have no idea. I got questions, people.
How do you not ask to make these Hamilton
reference? I was not in the room where it happened, and I was adjacent. I was room adjacent.
Why weren't you in the room?
Because I did not support this decision.
Young, feisty, and
I did not know this was going to come back to haunt me six fucking years later.
What is it? Young, feisty, and
taking the pictures. Like, listen,
young, scrappy, and
young, scrappy, and hungry.
But I don't. I have so many questions.
I'm sorry.
She broke me.
You can call him tomorrow.
Oh, I'm like, at some point in time, me and Dave are going to sit down and have a conversation.
Okay, that's fine.
I'll
go to a movie with Jeff.
That's fine. You and Jeff are going to have an affair anyway. It's all good.
This is a running joke from us.
It's a running gag.
I figured that.
Yeah.
We're not actually having an affair.
Offer to drink my wine. Yeah.
But see, I just have, there is just way too many things. There's, but you broke me.
I'm sorry.
Because all I got last night.
You're not speaking coherent sentences.
No, this is bad. Because all I got last night was Jeff coming home.
Much different from other episodes.
Yeah, this is
Nobody
true.
Nobody speaks in coherent episodes. Well,
but
that's true.
I'm usually the good one because I'm the lush. So I can hang pretty well. But no, all
but
I got
Stephanie
last night.
Broke her, Stephanie.
Yeah, because all I got last night when Jeff came home from recording the podcast, half asleep, was, by the way, Dave, pink pubes, good night. And I'm like,
No, you need to wake up and tell me the whole story.
Tell me that.
Well, yeah, this morning, Nary and I were like super grouchy and we're sitting there eating breakfast and he's like, so Raul saw Dave's penis. And I was like, excuse me?
Very lovely breakfast conversation.
Well, yeah, in the middle of Denny's. So I'm sure that.
Were you eating sausages?
Actually, they did bring me sausages, but I did not eat them. But he's like telling me the story.
Was it a kielbasa?
No. Piece by piece, telling me the story. And
was
then
it a Frankfurt?
And then every time I started laughing, he's like, that's not the funny part. That's not the funny part. And then finally at the end, he was like, his pubes were pink. I almost fell out of the booth. Like, I was texting Stephanie.
That's
when
you texted me.
Because
I got a text at about 10 o'clock this morning. Stephanie, period. Vanessa never calls me by my first name. Ever.
No, I always call you Steph.
Yeah, ever. So she never uses my full name. I'm surprised you didn't middle name my ass. And she goes, please explain to me why David's pubes were pink.
I was, like, I had tears running down my face.
But, like, what kind of pink are we talking about?
No, it was, like,
no, like, hot pink.
See, there's
hot pink.
Like, look at the little flower on that Rapunzel pillow. Like, that fucking.
See, Patty, there's questions.
There's so many
there's
questions.
There's so many questions.
Because I was thinking, like,
pastel pink.
Yeah, like a pastel.
Like, to get that pink.
No, babe.
No, like, how pink my hair was.
But, see, to get that pink on dark hair.
You need to bleach
there's
it.
There's a bleaching that has
well,
to happen.
Well, then maybe they bleached it.
Did
like
they
I said,
condition them, too?
Honey,
like, I mean,
I wasn't
did they put,
there.
Like, the
if
Olaplex?
If they bleached it, did you get bleach on your shirt? Wait,
full
if they.
Circle to my
I just said, if they bleached it, did you get bleach on your shirt?
Did you get bleach on your shirt?
Because that would make you a penis. You
so now
penis.
I look like an asshole.
Hashtag, now you look like a giant pube.
A hashtag Kanye logic.
Title episode, Kanye logic.
Pink pubes and Kanye
See,
logic. Could that be the name of our
pubes.
First album?
They yes. had to bleach those pubes.
Our first stand-up special.
Our first stand-up special. When we write a book.
Pink pubes.
Pubes and Kanye logic. A book by the...
You can have an annotation.
And Merlot.
And the annotation will be how to dye pubes. Pube dye
Do it yourself.
Is a common process.
Do it yourself.
Subtitle, sure. I have questions.
If anybody wants to give us...
Sorry, subtitle, I have questions.
We're totally...
If you don't know,
what shade will be, of like, every other sentence will be a different story because that's all we want.
Listen, I listen to, like, three podcasts where they're like that they just, like, go
well, like,
and...
Woo, bro.
Well, yeah.
Just so you know that
listen,
Stephanie has broken me so badly that I just
way,
tucked
Woo
into
bro,
the glass of
Mount
wine.
Geekmore and Mamas and Merlot can be found on the Geek Bro Network.
Listen... Shout outs to like some of my favorite podcasts, but Adderall and Compliments and the Bitch Bible are all like fucking just all over the place, and I like it. So
yeah, well that's how fine. We think.
Oh, speaking of, now that we're shouting out podcasts, I want to shout out to the Almost 30 podcast, which I actually listened to some of their stuff today. They were really hilarious, and they started following us a couple days ago, so I followed them back. Shout out to the Almost 30 podcast
on Twitter.
On Twitter and on Instagram. On
Yay.
Instagram, on
Hello.
Twitter.
We are Mamas and Merlot on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and now,
Snapchat.
Yep, because I got bored.
MOMMASANDMEROT.
Vanessa is not drunk enough. Because if she can still spell it.
My throat hurts. The wine stings.
Just numb the pain away. Just keep
numb the pain. Just numb the pain. Just keep
drinking. Is your shirt blue or black?
It's navy blue.
Blue, oh, okay.
Apparently navy blue is my color, as the other day I went to get a dress and I have 5 navy blue dresses.
Also,
and
half your boob is out.
Again.
You have been
again.
Privy to navy blue.
Hmm? Yeah.
You have been privy to that.
I have been. Almost every wedding I've been in, except for yours, the bridesmaids' dresses are navy blue.
I'm sorry, my bridesmaids' dresses were pink.
Yes, pink and brown.
But what shade of pink?
Like not like a bubble cup. Not pew pink.
Not pew pink.
Not like regular pink. Like a regular pink.
It was a soft pink. It was really pretty.
It wasn't
pretty
because I saw the pictures and they were pretty.
It wasn't like Pepto-Bismol. Like.
No, it was a soft rosy pink. Yeah. It was pretty.
It wasn't. Yeah.
We didn't look like monsters.
No.
And I appreciate
and they were cute.
That.
They weren't like Rachel and Mindy's wedding, like fucking
bubblegum princess. Bubblegum.
Yeah. No, it's Chandler called her Princess Bubblegum.
Excuse me. Speaking of. Do you remember the fucking dresses that we had to wear to so-and-so's quince?
Oh, my God. I saw the picture the other day. It that was like a like Renaissance style.
The Renaissance
like,
theme.
Where did you just go?
We were like.
I went to high school.
Was
high
school.
No, but
I really
that,
have no
that
idea who
that screech that Vanessa
about.
Just made.
That was high school Vanessa's excited.
She just.
Let me. I think I can find a picture. Hang on.
I have no idea.
Yes!
What is going on, ladies and gentlemen?
The other one that I remember which I don't know if you were at that one, was, Chrissy, distract.
Okay. So basically, Vanessa's going to go look for some dresses from Quince's. And just for our audience that is not from this South Florida area or from a Hispanic household, a quince is a 15 celebration like a sweet 16.
For us, I'm talking shit about people.
I was just like picturing people with these
you guys said like, I'm giving background information.
But that was a quince?
But so that's what a sweet 16 would be. This is a 15th
sweet
party.
16. Okay, because I was going to say, because you weren't around for everybody's quince.
Some people that do these, they make people wear.
For this special what?
Special outfits.
Oh, Jesus. I do remember that, though, now that you talk
very
about it.
Very special outfits.
I remember wearing, like, a black choker. And like
those are back in.
Yes, they're back in with this, like, red.
Yeah, but in 2002,
Merlot
they were not
color
in.
Color dress.
No, they were not.
Ooh.
No, 2002, they weren't. Well, wait. What year was 2000? Wait.
What year was 2002?
I know that sounds wrong. Okay,
sure
I was still in college. No.
Where did Vanessa go?
She went to go look for the picture. No, I wasn't in college anymore.
I will find it and I will send it to you.
No, I remember now. I remember now.
No,
there was another one that I there was another one that I did.
I just gave our listeners a brief history of the quince.
There was another quince that I was in that I you may have been there. I don't think you were. That the girl came out of a flower because that was her name.
I was there.
You were there?
I was there.
Those dresses were bad, too.
Yeah. I wasn't in that quince, though, but
see,
I was there.
Only did one quince in my entire life. That was my cousin's.
I think I crashed that one.
You know that family went bankrupt after that quince because they spent so much money on it?
I'm not surprised. I'm really not surprised.
The amount of money that
people spend on those parties.
In this area that people spend.
My quince, I was like, I want to go somewhere.
I went on a cruise. I did the cruise.
No, I didn't do anything at all. I had a little party.
I had a party, but it was.
I didn't want a quince. I didn't want to do the dance. I didn't want to do anything.
It was like a fucking A Street banquet. Ooh.
Holla.
No, these people, this particular quince was at Signature Gardens.
Yeah.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Signature Gardens. The family, she was like...
Every quince was at Signature Gardens. Every high school event was at Signature Gardens.
That was a place you wanted to book was Signature Gardens.
Yeah, that was
Signature
like
Gardens was
spot.
Expensive, dude. It was at the
it
time.
At the
and
time. The food really was, I mean, it was banquet food.
Wasn't
it
our high school graduation
terrible.
There?
Yes. So it was our ring ceremony, I think.
Yeah. No, our ring ceremony
was at the church.
I was at the church. Yeah, our ring ceremony was definitely at the church. No, that's fine.
Didn't we all wear black and white?
Hashtag
I think we did.
Catholic
we did that on purpose
girl.
That we all wanted
all
to wear black and white.
Not me.
Yeah, the three of us went to Catholic high school together.
Yeah.
I am very proud
only,
of not.
We very seldom
all
rebel.
And, together.
We were.
I'm not going to let Patty forget
that. Patty's sister was our cheerleading coach,
oh
actually.
Yeah. And my niece, who was like 5 was our little mascot.
She wasn't even 5. She was a baby.
She's gonna be 18 this
I know
year.
But I remember her being like a baby. Like
she
I remember
looks like a fucking woman.
She looks older
like,
than
me. She yeah she's
gonna,
looks
be
like a fucking,
she's
gonna be 18.
No she's not, she's like 6.
Yeah no she no she's like 4. I remember I when I think of her
I know we had a little uniform for
her
and everything. It was adorable.
I'm dying.
Sorry, we had to pause. There was a child coughing.
totally different from Beekmore. They don't stop for anything.
And I would just like to let the audience know we are opening our, not second, but third bottle of wine.
I do want
to
snap this.
But Patty, can you hold the microphone to the bottle so we can get the sound effect of it? Well, because normally it's Christy, but Christy's going to Snapchat it.
Vanessa has to screw it first.
Oh,
Vanessa,
you got
to screw it first.
Oh, give her a minute.
Screw it. Uh-huh. Man, she's a good screwer.
Oh, man. In that first episode where I kind of like detailed what it was, I was listening to it in the car with David as we were driving somewhere, and he was like, what the fuck is this?
Ready?
Here we go.
Oh, it's hard.
Ooh. That was a
pretty sound.
That was a good pop.
Mm-hmm. I was just editing the second episode because we're really behind. But when we opened the bottle, all three of us were like, boom. And I was like, this is my favorite part of the whole episode. We're boom.
We have to be. How we're late? Not behind. We are way ahead.
At all. It was so cute. I'm like, this makes me so happy. The little things, because
it's okay, because our first one, we all went still cracks me up.
Oh, we are all woohoo girls.
Oh God,
that was the best moment, that we were all just ashamed of ourselves.
I was so annoyed with myself.
Well, you guys, I am a woohoo girl, and I'm the only one that was like.
Okay, so I actually kind of want to bring something up.
Oh, yes.
I love how Steph is our prepared one.
I have a lot of notes. I don't know that we're going to get to the other one.
You know what? It's good because we're only at an hour.
The more that I was researching my second story, the less I want to talk about it. But it's so, like, interesting. It's not interesting. It's just so fucked up that I'm like, I don't know how I could not talk about this. So the first one I want to, there is a recent article for Psychology Spot. Psychologist Jennifer Delgado Suarez claims, or her
bitches
research,
with three names are crazy.
Yeah. her research, she's been doing research on this subject for like a couple of years now, and she has research to prove that 40-60% of your intelligence comes from your mother.
Hell yeah.
So suck it.
I like it.
Dads.
I agree. I didn't need all that research. I agree.
Apparently, first, intelligence among children is tied to the X chromosome, and women have two X chromosomes. So that's why.
I like that. We're just gonna leave it out there.
I don't think there's much to discuss. I think we're all in agreement.
I'm okay with that one. Just like I'm okay with the one that's drinking wine before you go to bed.
Yeah, makes you lose weight.
Makes you lose weight. I'm totally about that.
Oh, supposedly champagne prevents Alzheimer's. I'm down.
All right.
Well, you know what? Today I talked to Oliver's teacher, and I'm like, oh, yeah, just wanted to make sure he's doing okay, because in the pictures you send, he looks kind of sad. And she's like,
he has like rustic bitch face.
He really does.
He really does.
It's.
And so I'm asking her this, and she's like, no, well, he's really reserved. Like, he doesn't really show his emotions that much. And I was like, he sounds like his mother.
He's so proud.
I came up with a ratio actually today about this. Because I was looking at my children and thinking, wow, like Angelina's.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
80% Thomas and 20%.
She looks just like him.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, absolutely. Although I just got a picture the other day that she looks actually exactly like her aunt.
I saw a picture of her the other day. I think Thomas posted it. Thomas is Patty's husband, by the way.
Oh.
She was throwing her head back and laughing, and I'm like, that's Patty's face.
The older she gets, she's becoming a little bit more like me.
That's how I feel about Sophie.
But personality-wise, she's 80% Thomas, 20% me. Ryan
is definitely 80% me, 20% Thomas. So it's funny that you mentioned that today because I mean, mm-hmm. when you have another one, you'll see. Yeah. So whatever yours is now,
I don't know. Mine is like split pretty evenly. It's like it's so weird. But that's
what you think now. Because I thought the same thing about Sophie. I'm like, she's kind of got both of us. But then.
But even like looks wise, like literally half his face, the top half of his face is mine and the bottom half is his father's. Like it's like, it's really weird. It's like.
But looking at my kids now, Sophie doesn't shut the fuck up and neither does Neri. Like they are. She is his little twin. She's mm-hmm. his little mini me. Even though she's looking, like sometimes I see like faces that she makes and I'm like, she looks kind of more like me because both my kids look like their father's side of the family.
Oh, yeah.
But her personality.
Like Vanessa was just an oven.
Yeah. No, my mother-in-law said that to me.
No.
Yeah. She was like, no, she, but she said that to me. She was like, you didn't do anything. And I'm like, oh, that hurt. I was like, that makes me sad. But I, now looking at them, I was like, yeah, I really didn't. I just no. carried them for a while.
See, Nathan.
I just had major surgery twice.
You know the Nathan. That Nathan is like a big debate. Like, it's still to this day a big debate out there.
I
get it
because I see.
Who he's more like?
He looks like.
He looks a lot like you, but then he looks a lot like Jeff, too. It's weird.
I don't give two shits about what kids look like because, no, they have two fucking parents. Of course, they're going to look what like their fucking parents. Yeah,
like, my kid is completely every day.
I am really interested in personality. Yeah. To me, that's where the kid changes. It's like, yeah, whose personality is your kid like?
The problem is, and here's the biggest issue, and you haven't gotten to meet my husband yet.
He's fine.
We're way too similar.
Yeah, you are.
So, really no, oh, who does he act a little? Like, there's different things, like, when he grows up that we'll be able to tell. Because there's just, like, some more, like, grown-up personality stuff. But as, like, when they're kids, you know, the lightheartedness, the attitude, the tantrum, the not tantrum, the playfulness, the cariñosoness, the loving, you know, being affectionate, stuff like that. That we're very, very similar in. Very similar.
I guess, yeah. So me and my husband are pretty not. And so yeah, David and I are like see a like opposites. Nice, stark difference. Like, Lena is really high energy all the time, just like him. She, doesn't matter what time this girl goes to sleep, that girl's up at 6:15 in the morning. It doesn't fucking matter if it's midnight. It doesn't matter if it's 10. That's why I'm such an ass about bedtimes, because she needs her rest.
Yeah.
That's just how Thomas is. Like, he wakes up, ass crack of dawn, ready to go, speed 10. Ryan, on the other hand, is just like me. He doesn't want to be bothered in the morning. If he goes to bed at 10, he's not going to wake up until 10. If he doesn't go to... He will sleep in. He'll sleep his 12 hours. He wants to sleep. He wants to be left alone. He doesn't like any of that drama in the morning, so... And it's crazy, and I didn't, I mean, I guess I didn't realize it until he came along. I was like, damn, this kid's just like me. Like, he just wants to eat and sleep all day long. That's exactly what I want to do.
Living the dream.
He's my spirit animal.
He's your Patronus.
He is my Patronus. If I was like, expecto Patronum, Ryan would come out.
That's amazing.
See, but this is why, Link is split pretty evenly, because, like, his teachers tell me that he doesn't sit still. Like, he's the first one to, like, say whatever they're learning. Like, he already knows it, and he has to prove that he knows it. So, like, that's very much like me. But then, like,
before you even said that, I'm like, that's Stephanie.
But then, like, he's so sweet, and I am so not.
Yeah.
So, and I know that's where that 100%
Swedish thing.
Please stop it.
I knew it was coming. It had been what? Where are we
it's
at?
It's been an hour and almost 10 minutes
before Stephanie
gave her a side eye.
I was missing it. I was feeling very odd, actually.
When Wednesday Adams smiles.
I needed it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That makes me feel better. Because I was like, something was wrong.
But Link is like super sweet. Like, he will come up and just kiss you for no reason.
He hugs me all the time. He's so whatever. Cute.
And he's like the sweetest. He definitely doesn't get that from me. 100% gets that from his father. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. I guess stay tuned. I mean.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I'm like.
The real question is, have another one and then tell us.
Yeah. I'm good. Zika.
Hi, that's Zika.
Hashtag guys, every Zika. Time we say Zika, you can take a shot.
Speaking of Zika, I told you today, Vanessa, that I'm taking a modern calligraphy class.
Yes, you did.
But I'm taking it in Wynwood. So I was reading the description.
Well, you're not going to get pregnant again, so you're done.
No, so I'm fine.
But it's okay if you get Zika. It's
I don't give a shit. I'll just make sure not to have, like, sex with somebody who needs to get pregnant. Vanessa, off limits. We can't have sex anymore.
Okay. Oh, I'm so sad.
So Wynwood Letterpress, they have like these modern calligraphy classes. And I'm kind of like a geek about that. So I'm going to go take
Patty's
one.
Also
and I'm
a planner.
Like reading this. I'm like, oh, look, I get a kit. And then in my head, I was like, and Zika. Wynwood for 4 fucking hours.
Well, the beach, apparently, the weekend that I had the wedding in Miami Beach was the weekend that they turned, that they named the beach an official Zika zone. So I was like, fan-fucking-tastic. Lame.
Well, then you can't get pregnant for 6 months.
You can't get pregnant
months.
2 years Zika.
No, it's 6 months now.
Yeah, it's a
we're back to 6 months.
Apparently.
Again?
Apparently, yeah. I was wrong. Whatever.
Shut up, man.
Let's but you know,
I liked it.
I
was wrong ish.
I was like, can I catch Zika? Reports say that it's not actually the Zika that caused it. It was the
it's like the pesticide,
the environmental
pesticide
issues
that they were using to kill it. So actually the other day my mother-in-law
so
said that somebody came
related.
To the house and was like, you know, making people like dump out all the, any standing water that was around the house, and then he asked if he could spray. My mother-in-law's like, hell no, we got children here, you ain't gonna spray my house.
I was
she
gonna
said children
no
she said
children normally I would be like, oh, because your mother-in-law's a sassy black lady. In your case, your mother-in-law is actually a sassy black lady.
She is so sweet.
She has become I know, sassier I know. Since having me
she
as
is so sweet
daughter-in-law
though. I love your mother-in-law.
I know she's
she
the
is the best.
Damn, she's the best.
Everybody calls her mom. I call her mom too. I'm like, hey, mom.
That's awesome.
But I also call Patty's mom, mom. I call Stephanie's mom, mom. Everybody's
yeah,
mom.
You
it's
did.
Just easier that way. It's just easier.
I forget things.
Clearly.
I actually call her mom.
Hashtag
G.
I forget.
Oh. Really, Vanessa?
Mama G, Daddy G.
Oh, cool.
You forget things?
No. Never.
Which actually,
me and Nary made a deal the other day, and he was like reminding me, and I'm like, why did I make this deal with you? And he, oh, yes, to get my new cell phone.
Do you know that I actually thought about Neri the other day
when like
I was
like a week
listening?
Ago, and I don't remember why I made the deal.
I was laughing so hard yesterday because I was telling Jeff because we were listening to the Tom Cruise MT Geekmore podcast, and so because of a family emergency that we had, Jeff couldn't be on. Oh, that's a beautiful sound,
isn't it?
Because we couldn't be on, and they were short somebody. They read the one, the geek news, and two, they read Jeff's list. And I was just cracking up thinking about what Steph had said, because I'm like, so because Neri's just fumbling over Jeff's geek news, like trying to read it on air, and it's just not working for
remember,
him.
Remember, Neri doesn't actually know
well,
how to read.
So I'm laughing because I'm like,
him. I was like, you don't know how to read. You, I'm convinced you just memorized what words look like.
Yeah. So aww, I'm dying.
Sight words.
Oh,
you know, all the sight God. Words. You know what? You are nosy as hell. Get
FYI,
your ass.
Come here.
Neri is
Vanessa
in
has
house.
Made several appearances on Geekmore, and now we have
our first.
And of course, yeah. He hears what I'm talking shit about.
He's like rubbing his eyes, trying to act like he was sleeping.
No, I wasn't sleeping. I had my eyes closed. My eyes on their lights. There was no light in the room, so. But I wasn't sleeping though.
He lies. I saw you open the door. There was light.
Yeah, but I wasn't. Listen, I was watching porn on the low light.
I knew it. I fucking
can
knew it.
You read?
What? Yeah, I could read.
Read prove some.
read the back of our wine.
Well, he's blind, so
okay, read the
I
back of our wine.
It's gonna be words that I don't know though,
because you didn't have them pre-memorized.
No, yeah, it's like Ravenswood. Is that
yes? That is correct.
Yes, that's Ravens how you say wood. That word. Thanks.
Excuse me. That's, you act like that's a normal word. You act like that's a word.
It is a normal,
it's a normal word. It was a show on ABC Family. Thank you.
It's a what?
It's a normal word for
it was a show on Pretty Little Liars. I mean, ABC Family.
Both words, Raven.
No, no, no. But look, it's all together.
You
in the
should
back.
Be very familiar with wood.
It's all together in the back. I am. It's all together in the back. Ravenswood wines are big and unapologetic.
Time out. I'm gonna stop you right there. I'm gonna stop you right there. Can you do it a little less Central American?
No, that's. I am who I am. I am who I am. Why
like
are you ladies? Why do you all have your shirts off? Why is that a thing?
Okay, you know
you
what? I
mentioned
taking
babe.
My shirt off one time.
It's a little weird that I come out here and
later,
all of
you
have your shirts off. And there's a camera with a tripod. What are you girls doing?
Look, Dave's not here. What are you talking about?
What a
hold on. Let me put the dye away.
What a joke smasher. What are we talking? What are we doing? Why are we? Yeah, I could read. I don't like. She likes to
Neri,
say.
Get out of here and go
all,
check on your children.
Exactly. Thank you. That's what I was gonna do anyway. But the joke was, first of all, the joke was a lifted joke from or borrowed joke from New Girl. That's what they said. There was an episode of New Girl where he says, Nick says, I'm not totally convinced I could read. I think I just memorized a bunch of words. I'm not talking about Vanessa. We both laughed at that joke when we heard it.
We laughed so hard.
And she, when she told me what she said earlier on in the podcast about me not being able to read, I go, yeah, that's a thing from New Girl. And Vanessa was like, oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. She had completely forgotten. Anyways.
It does not surprise me that Vanessa forgot about where she heard it because Vanessa.
I forgot about where I heard it until he said it. I was like, oh, that's right. I did hear it there.
Par for the course if Vanessa
you're vibrating Christy
he's stealing the microphone
anyways
again.
I'm just here to say in my defense when I was reading the Geek News I was struggling because the way he writes it is
the way he thinks
it's very much but it's not conversational it's not like I'm not used to that he's
when you
know it's actually the opposite I wish it was bullet points that would be normal human conversation.
When you read news you have to read it like in paragraph
he reads it he writes it first of all he writes it it's not about paragraph the way he writes it as far as the form of writing
he probably just copies and pastes
he probably does but it sounds like that's what he does it's like it sounds it looks like it's a copy and paste from a news article so he gives a lot of information that isn't necessary so it would be like oh this guy who played this role in this other NBC upcoming NBC show blah 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 titled you know now available at 8 p.m. NBC I'm like who the fuck needs all this information so I'm trying to edit at the same time that I'm speaking that's the only reason so anyway my defense is over bye
and if Neri would take the dick out of his mouth he could speak a lot clearer
I need that wait Neri come back to it again.
Come back do it again
Neri has sashayed. The only way to explain that is that Neri sashayed.
100% a sashay.
He sashayed down the hall.
Act like he's there in the dark. I see that light on. He's trying to find his
thing. I see you there. Shaker.
I urge you.
He's trying to find the
thing. See, before we were so rudely interrupted with the defense.
Yeah.
Basically, I laughed because Neri can't read and Vanessa can't remember. So
we are a dream team, guys.
You guys are fucked. That's what
so. The problem is Vanessa can't write shit down to remember.
I'm
because
but even if she could, Neri couldn't read.
Because
so
exactly,
he could, but it sounds like he has a dick in his mouth all the time.
Oh my God.
Well then. I like her. She can come around.
She's cool people.
You can stay.
You can Yay. Stay.
I'm excited.
If you feel like taking off your shirt, don't listen to Neri. Go for it. We all got bibs.
What do you mean don't listen to him? He's like, hey, is someone taking the shirt off? Hey, you can take your shirt off. Hey, when are you taking your shirt off? I'm like, come on.
I'm more intrigued on the fact is, was he listening in?
Oh, of course he was.
He's sitting at the door with a cup.
Watch
porn and listen to us? Like, what the hell?
He's not watching
porn.
No, he's probably watching Supergirl.
I mean, that's nerdy.
Well, he should be done by now because he only had like 2 episodes.
Meh.
What are you looking for?
Who needs more?
I'm good. I'm okay for now.
We're good.
We're almost done with 3 bottles.
But I mean, even when I try not to listen to when they record Geekmore or WooBro, I still hear them over the TV. So I'm sure sound carries
but
in this house.
But we're not as loud as they are. Like, not even a little bit.
I think we want to think that.
We get louder.
But we get loud.
I almost did it again. And then Stephanie was going to scream me again.
But this is the second time that you've done that.
But you say it, and it makes me want to think of the song.
Mary's been doing WooBro since Sophie was like one. Before she turned one. Because his co-host at the time and his girlfriend did her cupcakes for her party.
It's hard to sleep with people yelling everywhere.
My kids are wonderful sleepers. Thank God.
That's true.
Thank God. Because if not, I wouldn't be able to do this.
Yeah, because you can't do it.
They're coughing up a symphony right now. But
you need Young Living.
Mm. Patty sells Young Living
oils, girl. My kids don't cough. I swear.
We have like essential oils.
Yeah,
cool. And I swear by that shit. I diffuse all night. I rub them down.
We gotta talk because my kid don't sleep.
Oh, I got you.
Cool.
So okay, what
else did you want to talk about?
Did you want to have a list?
Okay. So this is kind of like not a super upbeat story. I just thought it was interesting because when I first saw it, I was like pretty shocked that somebody would have like the balls to do this.
Now I'm worried.
But
I'm scared because Neri told me a story the other day. It made him super mad and I don't know if it's the same story.
Is it about the third grader?
I don't want to hear sad shit. I didn't come here to hear sad.
It's just like fucked up. I don't know.
Do we want to do it? No. Sorry.
Okay.
No, I don't think I want to.
No, I'll tell you the story off the air. I don't want to talk about it on the podcast.
Okay. No, I want to keep it. Happy.
I don't want to bring the vibe down. So let's not.
I want to talk about your Kimmoji.
Next point. That Kimmoji.
The Kimmoji.
Oh my god! I always wanted to say that. Kind of like I always wanted to be part of that show. And just have somebody just like walk out of that bus and be like, next.
Oh my god, I loved that show. That
show was the shit.
What show that one is
MTV's Next.
Show on
Did
MTV.
You watch Room Raiders?
Yes.
I what? Love Room Raiders.
Next, it was a dating
show.
I
like to pretend like I'm on Room Raiders. Awesome. And I go into my room and I'm like,
do you blacklight your room?
About my husband.
You blacklight your room?
Oh, hell no.
See, these are like when MTV started doing the shows before, like...
I miss those shows.
And it was a dating show that they had called Next. And basically, you would be one person. And then they had 5 dates.
I used to like watch MTV religiously, but I don't remember
the show. Yeah, it was one person. They would go on and it would be like 4 or 5 people. I forget how many it was. Sitting on a bus waiting. And they would like go to different date spots. And as the one person would go out and start the date...
They would earn money the longer they stayed on the date, they would get money.
Per minute that you lasted.
The one dating show that I watched a lot in like the late 90s, early 2000s was Blind Date. That shit was fucking fantastic.
That was awesome.
That show was
one of Harry's friends was on that
show.
One of Harry's friends was on that show.
But that was, ooh, I know a Al bunch
Jackson.
Of people.
Al Jackson, he's a comedian now. He was on Blind Date. He was drunk as fuck.
I know a bunch of people down here because they shot it at FIU.
That's the only reason I watched. You know who? The bubble captions.
Do you know who? Who for her first appearance?
Those bubble captions were
fantastic. Was on Blind Date.
Who?
Miss Lady Gaga herself.
Really?
She was on Blind Date? Shut up.
Yes, she was.
I'm gonna YouTube this right now.
She was totally like black haired. Like,
wait, was she the one like doing the dates or was she on the bus?
No, Blind Date, not Next.
Yeah,
that would have been so sweet.
And she was like,
she walked out and someone was like, nah.
Because I forget if she went to
that person right now, it would have been kicking.
I can't remember if she went to NYU or Tufts.
Although, probably.
NYU.
Because she went to NYU, so it was when
she went to Tisch. That's why you're thinking that.
And she,
it's Tisch School of the Arts.
Yeah. And so she was,
so people would walk off of this bus and sometimes they were just so fucking ugly.
Yeah, look it up.
Yeah, like as soon as they walked off the bus, they were like, next.
Yeah. And like the longer you stayed on the date, you made $1 per minute.
Yeah.
And then the guy would say something stupid like, yo, you missed out on this candy or something stupid like
that. And when they walked off the bus, there would be like a little like info sheet that would appear on the screen.
Oh my god, the
like,
pop-ups were so great. Like the random like facts.
22.
Oh my god, it's true.
I told you.
Soccer.
I don't lie.
Sexy women at the beach.
She wasn't on Blind Date. She was on Boiling Points.
There you go.
Oh,
it was on one of those shows.
That was like, how mad can I make you before you lose
your
shit?
Yes, that was a good one too.
Boiling Point, 14 minutes.
Thank you.
Jammin.
Hello.
Look at that flip phone.
That's totally Gaga.
Oh my god, she's like, she probably hates this.
If thing you.
Because she like is in like a dress and like flip flops.
If you want to follow along for our viewers at home, Google.
I just YouTubed Lady Gaga Blind Date, but I
my God, that's what she looked like. She doesn't look like a transvestite.
Put it on the TV.
Oh, you have Apple TV. That's
and she's eating a huge Cobb salad.
Yeah, she will. Let me tell you, I've said it multiple times that now every time that Lady Gaga stops looking as crazy as she like, and artsy. Because when she was engaged to Tyler Kinney,
yes.
Kinney, I was like, that's what a good dick will do to you. You don't need to dress up with a meat dress when you're got that.
But she was dating him that whole time, though.
And then she realized when you're going to marry that,
I don't know,
you don't dress up like that anymore.
I don't know technology. You do it.
This is what my daughter wants to be for Halloween, Supergirl.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And then she said that Ryan's going to be a princess.
Fabulous.
Fun fact.
More power to him.
Maybe.
See, oh.
Here, I'll do it.
2, 1, 6.
David Ulloa.
Correct.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Correctly.
Thank you for saying it correctly, Neri.
Ulloa.
See, she's, you remember her from Glee, right?
Yes. She also happens to be featured on thefappening.com.
Well, she is married to the guy that was on there that is actually the nephew. No, they finally got married. He is the nephew of 2 of my coworkers.
Oh, really?
2 of my coworkers, apparently that is their nephew.
That was useless information.
Yes, but it amuses me. And he's from Miami. He studied at Roxy.
Roxy kids actually go somewhere?
Apparently. I know a lot of kids from Roxy, and I know a lot of people that teach at Roxy and stuff like that.
This is annoying.
My old dance teacher teaches there. I don't know if she still does, but she used to.
One of my...
Let's go, Apple TV. Get your shit together.
I think it's been working too hard. It's switched too many TVs recently.
All right, ladies.
So, do we have anything?
No, I'm out.
Okay, so Steph's done.
You had a lot of notes.
Yeah, because it was about this one story, because there was a lot of details. It was really fucked up.
I don't think I want to do it fucked up right now. We'll talk about it off air.
No. I'm too tired for that.
Yeah.
Well, today I got the first phone call that I had to pick up Sophie from school early because she was sick.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the teacher called.
Oh, like, I do have a school story.
She was crying, apparently. Like, her ear hurt really bad. So I had to pick her up early for the first time, which was fun because I wasn't sure where the office was and I didn't know where I was going, but found her, got her, whatever, took her to the doctor. So I've been feeling sick for the last couple of days. So while we're at the doctor, he's like checking her ear. She has an ear infection. She wouldn't let him look in her ear. Whatever, whatever. Finally, he's done with her. And I was like, doctor, like, do you mind? Please, pretty please. I'm like, please. My throat hurts. Can you look? Can you check me too? Because I have shitty insurance and I don't have a primary care doctor. And sure enough, because her...
For context, your children's pediatrician is your former pediatrician.
Yes, he is. I was about to say that my kid's pediatrician is my former pediatrician. He also... my brother got kicked out of the practice because he was 25. And they're like, your insurance just doesn't cover you anymore.
You old as hell. Go find yourself a general practitioner.
Dude, I mean, if I could, I would still go to him because he's awesome.
I would totally still go to my pediatrician. Because
my pediatrician, I love him. Like, he's fantastic.
What happened to that? Like, I remember going to the doctor and getting shit.
Yeah.
Like, I remember going to the... Like, I was telling this story to my mom the other day that I because still...
you're not allowed to give, like, sugary foods
anymore. Yeah, but, like, I still
thanks,
remember...
Michelle Obama.
Yeah. Like, I remember to this day...
Okay, fine. Don't... Whatever. I guess we're not watching
Lady Yeah, Gaga. I remember to this day, I was telling my mom, because the other day I went to the grocery store and I bought the Keebler... little sandwich cookies, the ones that
they're in the shape of the elf.
Yes,
those are so good.
That is like my favorite thing in the world. And I tell my mom
now it's working.
Oh, and I tell my mom
it's on the iPad. Yeah, it's just on the iPad.
And I tell my mom, I was like, I love these, and she was like, oh, these are good. And I go, but you don't understand why. All I remember about those is going when I was, I think, 13, 14 years old to the dermatologist, and the dermatologist reception had a bowl of these just sitting there.
Condoms?
No. I was 13 and the dermatologist. We're talking.
I'm so confused.
Cookies.
I don't know what I was. Tiny was talking to me about
tiny cake. Condoms for tiny peckers.
You were talking to me about cake. I was distracted. I'm sorry.
No. The cookies. Oh, and cookies. So forever I will remember going to the dermatologist when I see cookies, these things, condoms, and it was the best thing ever. Because I was like, at least I have to go to the doctor, but at least I get sugar. And then you'd get lollipops. And I remember going to my dentist and getting candy. Like, now
that
it's
just
like...
seems counterproductive.
Well, the dentist would give, like, crappy little toys. My dentist at least.
Mine had a big old jar of toys. And, like, when you did stickers. Good, they would let you.
The pediatrician. They get stickers.
Yeah.
Mine gets stickers.
The pediatrician's office asked me, like, do you want a stickers or a lollipop? And I try not to give him, like, candy. He's never had candy.
Oh, no, yeah, no. So I tell the kids we're going to the doctor and they're like, we get candy? Before we even get there, we get candy, right? And I'm like, you only get candy if you're good. We get candy.
No, yeah, my kid's never had candy. He doesn't like sweets because my husband doesn't like sweets.
I don't trust your son, and I don't trust Jeff.
Yeah. He's weird.
I don't trust Lena either.
Yeah, Lena doesn't like sweets. Ryan does.
Ryan me and Ryan are though. Cool. He'll fucking I don't trust Lena.
The couch, but.
I think when Nathan gets older and he realizes how amazing it is, because right now my son is very suspicious. So he doesn't trust anything that I'm like, look, try this. He's like, mm-mm. I don't know what you got there.
And like Link's fat ass that like he literally takes food out of other people's mouths.
Mm-hmm.
See,
like Oliver.
Nathan just doesn't trust anybody. And like I've tried the, oh, look, I'm going to eat it so that you'll want to take my food. No.
I've seen him take, not Nate, Nick, Link. I've seen him take a bite of pizza as another kid is putting the same slice into his mouth. I've seen him like try to bite the crust part of it.
It's impressive. You gotta give him some credit.
Like, I'm like, no, dude, you gotta share.
You gotta share.
I know, I've already decided, like, I have to put my child in a lot of extracurricular activities because he's gonna be fat.
Oh, yeah, that's part of the reason that I don't give him, like, junk food is because I, like,
you know, I got my luscious body for a reason. So, you know, I can't, with the appetite that this kid has, like, I have to give him, like, healthy stuff. And that,
Oliver, too, when they started school, I'm like, okay, Oliver gets breakfast at school. If I get him there at 8:30, 8:40, they still give him breakfast. So I don't need to worry about giving him breakfast in the morning. Yeah. 2 days of that go by, and he's stealing Sophie's breakfast. And I'm like, well, fuck, I got to give him breakfast at home, and he's still going to get breakfast at school. So,
well, I had to give Nathan breakfast every morning when he goes to school. I have to give him breakfast at home, because if not, by the time he gets to school, if you sit him down next to somebody and they put the plate in front of that person first,
he'll take it.
He takes it. So my kid's the asshole kid.
I'm sorry.
So there's a little girl in Oliver's class that always, because there's like one little girl that gets Fruit Loops all the time. Like, she brings her own Fruit Loops from home. And there's one little girl that always steals her Fruit Loops, and it's the same little girl stealing the Fruit Loops from the poor child that only eats Fruit Loops. Everybody else is eating cookies or fruit or whatever it is, or yogurt or whatever it is that they're giving them at school, and this one little girl with her Fruit Loops is getting them stolen by the child that already inhaled her yogurt.
That like, bitch. Oh,
you got Fruit Loops?
See, and my
share,
kid,
you gotta share.
And my kid is that kid that, like, he'll throw a hissy if you sit him down and the kid next to him gets the food first, unless I give him at least like toast.
When Ryan first started school, he started for summer camp. I apparently wasn't packing enough food for him because he was eating the teacher's lunch. I would pick him up and she's like, oh yeah, I was sharing my food with him because he'd finish his food and would just stare at me. Like, are you going to share whatever? Like, bitch, my food. So now I like overpack. Well, I think it's overpacking. It comes back always.
Well, I think I overpack Link's lunch because he gets a morning snack.
I wish I could overpack. So I always overpack Sophie's lunch because she doesn't eat anything.
Well, he gets a morning snack, he gets lunch, and then he gets an afternoon snack. And I pack
the same.
I usually pack like a squeezy applesauce and like a cereal bar, mm-hmm. and then his lunch, and then like veggie straws and like some cookies or something, mm-hmm. and then like divide it into like morning snack and afternoon snack. That shit comes back empty every fucking day.
Yep, same here.
Every fucking day.
Same here.
Except today, three of the snacks came back, but that's because he had school lunch and I gave him.
Well, anyway. I ask Sophie.
Sometimes the Sophie. Snacks come home from our school because they cook in the school.
First
so they'll
time.
Make like muffins or they'll make pancakes or something.
This is the first time that I've ever gotten anything back even throughout the 5 weeks of summer camp and the 2 months he's been in school. First time I get something back.
The most I've ever gotten back from Ryan was 3
every once in a while.
No, Sophie does not eat. I don't know how she's made it to almost 5 years old. Homegirl does not eat.
That's crazy.
I ask her, I'm like, Sophie, what do you want for lunch? We have option A and option B. And you tell me what you want. And I give her options that I know she eats for dinner because I've fed them to her and I see her eating them and she asks for them, so I know she likes them. So I'm like, okay, well, I know she likes the stuff. I'll send her what she likes for school because she likes the Panera mac and cheese. I will buy the damn Panera mac and cheese from Target that comes like already made in a little plastic container. I will put it in her Tupperware so she can eat it at school. And then what do I get? I get a full Tupperware mac and cheese in the afternoon and a note from the teacher that says, Sophie doesn't like this.
Okay,
and I was like, bitch is lying because she asks for it.
I wonder if she's like stealing someone else's food.
The thing is that here's what we have discovered. I had this conversation with Vanessa recently, is that we have discovered that Sophie's purpose in life
is to defy
Vanessa at all costs.
That's because, like, you guys don't have girls. You have a girl.
Yeah.
But you two.
She has don't made have her girls.
No, but I get
like,
it.
Oh, no. It's Mom, totally okay.
It's totally okay because, like, my.
But I ask her, Sophie, you can have chicken nuggets or you can have mac and cheese.
In her head, though, she's like, this bitch is trying to tell me what to eat. I'm just going to say no.
She says, Mommy, yo quiero pasta con queso. I want mac and cheese. And I say, great, baby. I will heat it up and I will put it in your lunch and I will show you where your spoon is. Because you don't even have to ask teacher for a spoon. Mommy gives you a spoon. No. Comes back. She took a bite because I can see the little dent in the congealed mac and cheese.
No, it's congealed.
See, but you know what? I totally, no, forget about being a girl.
And I'm like, the fuck happened? And then but she eats her snacks. She eats her fishies. She eats her
string cheese. Oh, of course they eat the snacks.
She eats her, I give her string cheese. I send her yogurt. I send her grapes. And she's, I ask her,
something.
What do you want for a snack? And she picks her snacks. And I'm like, and I get her the Belveeta cookies. She likes the Belveeta cookies. She calls them cookies de Nono because my dad eats them. Aww. So I go, tu quieres los cookies de Nono? You want Nono's cookies? And she's like, no. I'm like, fuck, did I buy them?
No, her sole mission in life is to defy you.
Yeah. Look, yeah. Well, I used to say that all my gray hairs were from Neri, that I named them after Neri. No. They're all being renamed. Our sole purpose in
life was to defy our mother.
But see, look. I think so. I swear. When I got pregnant, I was like, I'm not going to be that person. I was like, oh, mom, I totally get you now. No. I look at my mom and I was like, I'm so fucking sorry. I'm so good.
I don't know, bro. I was a pretty good kid. I ain't going to lie. I was a good kid.
I was a good kid too, but
I'm rapidly blinking at
Patty. First of all,
this is coming from the person who's like, her mom was like, I don't know if I want that girl coming to spend the night at my house. I was that girl in high school that everybody was like, I don't know. And I was thinking, I'm not the bad influence.
You weren't.
It wasn't me.
No.
It was like half me. The other half was definitely Vanessa.
I'm going to back you up on this.
Guys,
you got into a lot of trouble with Vanessa.
Hey, I also saved your ass a couple
times. No, you did. 100%.
Everybody blamed me, and I was like, eh.
Well, people blamed me too. People blamed me too.
Nobody ever blamed you for anything.
Not your mom.
No, not my mom. Moms. My mom loves you so much.
I love your mom too. Your mom's fab. But yeah, other people's moms. The chick in the center of the cafeteria, her mom blamed me for lots of shit.
And she blamed me too.
Mm.
She blamed us.
Yeah. We were thing one and thing two.
Well,
whatever.
They're stupid.
This bitch.
See, but I totally understand. Like, I don't think it's a girl thing because
I think it is a girl.
The thing is, Nathan, when it comes to food, like, when it comes to food, just likes to piss me off because he knows that it's the one thing that people will jump on top of, and it makes me want to punch somebody.
Yeah, but
that's not a girl or boy thing. Patty's doing it.
That's not a girl or a boy. That's a toddler thing.
Patty's got the mic in her boobs.
Yesterday, I said, Nathan, I'm like, we had pasta that was for dinner, and then we had rice and picadillo. And I put
another
him a plate
of this house as well.
And I put a plate of pasta because he loves pasta. So I put pasta on the plate. Wants nothing to do with
it. Sorry to interrupt you for non-Latino people.
It's ground beef.
Seasoned and...
with a bunch of crap in it.
Yeah.
But well, I have to blend... And by crap, she means
vegetables.
Yes, I have to blend the vegetables into non-existence. Or else Sophie will vomit.
Yes, we have heard that before.
I've heard the bacon vomit. Yeah.
Remember, guys, episode 2, I think it was?
Yeah,
We talked about Sophie vomiting on top of my dogs.
That's right. We just discussed this.
On the dog's head. Yeah. And she will tell you, Mommy, remember when I burped on the dog's head? Yes, baby.
And you know that dog was trying to lick its head
licked each other's heads and they cleaned up off the floor. That is the one. Gross. It is disgusting. I know it's disgusting.
Yeah, but dogs will clean up any fucking mess in your kidney.
That is the one time that I'm like, thank God I have dogs, because when I'm feeding Oliver and his food goes everywhere, I don't have to worry about the
food. This is true.
Link has projectile vomited, and Roxy comes right up and eats it all up.
My dog too. My dog is the official cleaner.
Have you ever caught your dog eating shit out of a diaper?
No.
Yep. No. And I have caught my dog.
I have caught my dog eating period pads.
Great. The pads and tampons are popular too. That's
my little bathroom shit. This is why I don't let you touch me. This is why I don't like it when you sniff me. Because I'm
gonna be very upset when he hears this podcast.
Whiskey can suck.
You a dodo. I can't tell you
how many pairs of underwear I've lost to my dog.
We've talked about Baloo's habit of eating through drywall. You know who doesn't
do that? Cats.
Yes, cats are
cats
fab.
Cats don't do that shit. They look at shit and they're like, ew, that's shit. And they walk away. They walk away. They don't say, hey, I wonder what this shit tastes like. That's not what cats do. I love cats. Which is the funny thing about that. Is that I had a cat before.
Cat allergy. Damn,
Thomas and your stupid.
I remember we
just don't want to get you stupid.
When I used to live with in college, when I used to live with my roommates, one of them had a cat and one of them had a dog. And the cat the funny thing is, okay, so cats are like, that's poop. I'm going to walk away from it.
Yeah, I'm going to walk away.
What is the one thing that the vet told my friend when she had her dog and she knew that we had also cats in the house? He goes, be careful, because to dogs, cat poop is like a Tootsie Roll.
Yeah, it's candy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, and like we were like, the cat is like stupid. That's dogs my poop. Are so stupid. I'm walking away. But the dog was like, ooh, poop. And we're like, why are you stupid?
But Nary and I have this argument all the time because I tell him, like, dogs are so fucking stupid. And he's like, no, look at this video. Look at this cat terrorizing this dog. I'm like, and I'm the like, dog is fucking 180 pounds and it can snap the cat in half and it's scared of a kitten.
Well,
fuck is wrong with
while
that
I was
dog.
Watching Preach. American Horror Story the
Me
other day.
Me and Vanessa have a cat. Particularly soft spot for cats.
Oh, we do.
The cat scared the shit out of me. Because
Oh, my God. Hashtag Patty and Vanessa love cats.
As I had, you guys can be old crazy cat ladies when you grow up.
We are. We're going to be old. We're going to be living together. Yeah. Talking
I'm like
so
waiting for Nary to die
shit.
So I can get a cat because homeboy's allergic and I can't have one right now.
Yeah, well. I'm waiting until, you know, I go ahead and move out. And I already told Thomas that I'm getting a cat and her name is going to be Ella. I don't even care if it's a boy. Ella.
Well, like I was saying earlier, I know this was like an hour ago, but I sat down to watch American Horror Story on Wednesday night.
We were talking about that.
It's okay.
Haven't seen it yet.
It's really good.
No You'll spoilers. Like no spoilers.
It's really different from any of the other seasons, which is really great. But I sat down to watch it. I had literally just turned it on. It hadn't even actually started. Ryan Murphy was doing the little Mercedes promo, whatever. And
keep shushing.
I'm not going to say anything about the show, bitch. Relax.
Oh, my God.
But it's already getting, like, a creepy vibe. Because, you know, you're watching American Horror Story. The house is dark. Just all dark. I'm just going to fucking do it.
This is why my husband can't stand to be around me and Vanessa. He says all we do is laugh the entire time and act ridiculous.
What's the point of having friends?
I mean, that's not
be
that's
ridiculous.
Not
with
inaccurate.
I'm sorry, so if I can't be ridiculous with
we're
you, we can't
a
be
horse
friends.
Picture before yeah. I leave.
Oh. I'm gonna fall out of this chair.
You did it so well.
Literally have no idea what's going on.
We have a picture, we call it our horse picture, where we're like taking a selfie, really, but it's from high school, so it's like
oh, it's like backwards on the digital camera.
No, it's not even, it's a disposable camera, so I have the real photo.
So it's this picture of me and Vanessa. We had just ate some brownies
because it was laughing. I think it was either my birthday or her birthday, and we had brownies. We brought brownies to school and we're taking a picture and we're both like laughing but like throwing our heads back, so all you see in the picture is like teeth. We look like a horse.
So like, whenever we see other people who laugh with all their teeth showing, we call it the horse picture.
So, oh, okay. That's why we're gonna take
and
a horse
did such a really good job right now of this.
I've been practicing.
Okay.
It's so stupid.
Sorry, Steph. This is exactly why my husband
That's
hates
okay.
being around me and Vanessa.
And Christy's just on her phone, like,
you
I just have no idea
like,
what the fuck is
what's
going
a horse?
I'm just checking social media.
I can't.
She's Googling what's a horse.
So anyway.
That sounds like disastrous
American
results. Heart. The show hadn't even started yet. It Focus. Was just doing like the little like beginning part, but you were already getting like into the mood of American Horror Story because it's American Horror Story. And everybody's asleep already in my house and all the lights are off. I'm in the living room by myself.
And they were watching it during the day.
No, I was watching it like at 10:30 at night.
Oh. She brave.
I was watching it like as it was airing, but I was DVRing it, so I was like 30 minutes behind. So the cat walks around the house.
You have a cat?
Yeah. The cat walks around the house. I don't like him, but actually he's kind of amusing. I don't love him, but he's funny.
That's how I feel about my dog.
She changed her opinion like 4 times.
That's how I feel about my dog.
I don't hate the dog, but I'm not like super in love with. I don't hate the cat, but I'm not super in love with him. But
that's
he's.
How I feel about my dog.
He's
I
kind
don't
of
hate them, but they
he's
keep
funny,
me company
though.
And they keep me protected. So
word.
He's funny though, but he scared the shit out of me the other day because I have like we have like a table behind the sofa because the sofa's like in the middle of the room, and he jumps onto that table. This is not a regular sized cat. This is some sewer mutant cat.
I'm so confused. I
You've never seen this cat?
I can't believe you. I didn't know you had a cat.
Yeah. Yeah.
20 years later, Vanessa finally discovers that Stephanie has Vanessa's a cat.
Like, no, the cat's been around for like 5 or 6
Vanessa's
years.
Like 25 years behind.
So this is not, but this is not a regular size, you know, 10, 12 not pound regular cat.
He's a cool cat.
This cat is some like sea radioactivity, sea monster cat that is like 25 pounds. This cat is fucking giant.
Oh, like okay. My cat, like my fat head.
Fucking cat.
I love fat cats.
I love fat cats. He's
super fat.
Those fat pussies. What?
Cross-eyed killing.
Oh, cross-eyed killing.
Sorry, we went to an open house and the lady had a cross-eyed cat.
A real live cross-eyed cat like, sitting in the
it
window.
It was an orange cat and it was
like an open house, like an
open house. House
like a house, like selling a house. Yeah. Okay.
Not a school open house.
It's a hobby of ours.
Trying to sell. Yeah, when we see an open house, we have to sell. I went to one the other day.
Damn, you didn't FaceTime me.
Sorry. The guy was there and he was like giving me a tour of the house and I was like, the 70s died in here.
But, oh,
like,
Lord.
But yeah, we walked up to this house.
Yeah, every time we find an open house, we go.
In the window like this.
Oh, Lord.
That's we're like looking at each other like.
We're like, Kelly, cross-eyed Kelly.
Oh, Jesus.
Kelly. It was weird.
It was, and it had a bell. Poor cat. No, it's a cross-eyed. It had a bell. I was like, that shit's not catching anything. Sorry, I interrupted you.
That's okay.
For like the 18th time.
That's okay.
Please finish your story.
The cat is, cats are quiet, generally speaking. Yeah. You know, they're very light footed, whatever. But cats also like are like agile and they jump up on
everything. They're little ninjas.
Right. So the fucking homeboy cat decides to jump on the table that I have behind my couch. And then as he lands, it like thuds. As I am in the complete dark, the creepy American Horror Story music is starting.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, fantastic.
I would have punched that cat.
And I...
So you dropped the cat across my, the room.
I literally felt my heartbeat. Like, I felt my heartbeat like in my asshole. Like, you know how like you get like so fucking scared sometimes that you can feel.
Yes, like, I know what you're talking about.
What is like pulsating?
Yes, pulsating.
I need to take a shit or am I really thought, scared like, right
my
now?
Life flashed before my eyes. I thought that it was over. Oh, some demon has come to
did
possess
you punch
me.
The cat?
No.
Damn it.
But I wanted because I don't know. Really, really bad. And it took me like a good 10 minutes to like stop the heart attack that was happening to me because I nearly fucking lost it. Like, how I didn't scream at the top of my lungs.
You should have. You should have just woken up the whole damn house up and like. That fucking scared me.
Well, I knew that if I would have done that, David would have come out like super fucking pissed because he's asleep. And I got not. I wasn't scared for like a real reason.
Those are like
there's not an axe murder.
Real reason.
There's not an axe murder in my house. That's a real reason to get scared.
No, you do not.
Those are classic moments, man. Where you're sitting there like so.
If I would have woken up, David, for screaming because of a fucking cat,
I think it was today.
Listen, if you woke up, David, because you were screaming because of a cat, and he told you anything, you say, "Shut up, your pubes were pink." And it's over, and you move on from
game over. Over. Mic drop.
So is this how I win an argument?
Yes, ever. I can't believe you haven't been using this.
I forgot about it.
And now you didn't.
How
now
do you forget
you
this?
So long ago that I just forgot. I don't know.
Listen,
I didn't forget. Listen, like, I knew it happened.
Reason
just, like,
to scream.
About it.
It's a legit reason to scream.
Because your cat scares the shit out of you?
Yes. Because, okay, so you see this little canvas over here?
Correct, yes.
It's behind the main door to the house. Mm-hmm. So we get home. I think it was today or yesterday. I don't remember. We get home. And Neri walks in first. And I'm closing the door. And I feel something... like poking me in the back as if it was like a gun. I screamed. I was like, Neri's like looking at me like, because he's watching it happen. I don't know that it's the canvas poking me in the back. Oh, I think it's a murderer holding a gun to my spine. And I
thought
screamed.
That was going to go totally in a different direction when you started about things poking you in the back.
No. People who you don't want with you in an emergency situation.
Actually,
Vanessa
Stephanie. I'm very good in an emergency situation.
No, I am
situation.
Too. Like, my flight or fight. Like, I'm definitely a
if
fighter.
It's a medical
like,
I mean, emergency, if you were a fighter, you would have punched the shit out of that cat.
Well,
you didn't.
I didn't punch out of the cat because I didn't want to hurt
the cat. If you're trying to kill me, I'm going to pee my pants and I'm going to fall on the floor and I'm going to cry like a baby. But if you're bleeding.
Then you don't have a good fighter.
If you're bleeding or if you have a broken
Vanessa's drunk.
I noticed it. Your last couple sentences have been a little slurry, so.
But you know what? The people like it.
A broken brown.
The people demand more.
The people like it, and I will continue to deliver.
What the hell just happened?
I don't know what's going on.
Okay, we need to Google Chappelle's show.
If they don't know.
I totally know, but I just don't know.
That is what happened. Then you know. Then you know.
We be y'all a lot.
We be y'all all the time.
It's another reason.
It's another thing, Thomas Hayes.
But hey, you know Thomas. What? Like, but that... God. Okay, I need to like center. Okay. But you know what that yeah, cuz I was watching the Daily Show cuz I have like a ridiculous obsession with Trevor Noah.
Bring the cake.
Oh, yes, bring the cake. Cuz I have like a huge ridiculous
Can you fill me a little bit, Pats?
It's okay. Because wine on pizza is allowed.
That's okay. Well, it's all Italian. It all works together.
I didn't realize how much was still in here.
Oh, then we need to go.
Vanessa wants
that. Yeah, give more to Vanessa if anything, because I'm gonna drink my Red Bull. But I was watching the Daily Show because I have this ridiculous crush on Trevor Noah, and I have no problem that.
I love Trevor Noah.
God, we will if you can totally join. He's coming to the Miami Book Fair.
The Miami International one in November?
Yeah.
Shut up. Doing what?
He has a book apparently about growing up in the apartheid and in South Africa and all that.
Where's he gonna be?
He's gonna be opening night, 6 PM. It's like $40 ticket. I don't care, I'll pay that.
And what does he do?
Just talk.
He speaks?
Yes.
We get to hear his voice in person.
Exactly. Okay, so totally there. But
count
so
me in.
Love him.
Famous thing I've ever seen.
Oh, I love him. No, no, no.
You know what? Y'all should podcast from there.
Oh my god, we should. We could totally do it.
With that sexy ass voice?
Oh my god, I would die. Trevor Noah, we love you.
We're total fangirls right now.
But
can you just Trump for us in person one time?
Yeah, seriously. There was but there's a method to my madness. But so he was talking about, you guys heard about, I think it was a storm, right? What happened in like Japan recently, and they had this like a tsunami, I don't know what it was, but then they were apparently having like a moon festival.
Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, and they were having a moon festival, and somebody, they made like this huge like moon.
Who's this bitch?
I'm offended. Get the fuck out of my house.
Shit just got real.
Get out.
Stephanie doesn't want carrot cake.
From Publix of all places. You put your mic down and you get out.
I'm being kicked off my own podcast.
Have you seen the map that, like, my friend posted a map today, and it's like a map of the United States? Yes, I do.
If not, I'll just cut it out.
There's like, but make sure I get some of the carrot. But make sure I get some of the carrot. Sure. I want some of the carrot.
No, I'm wearing a bad shirt for that today.
Me and my grandpa used to fight over the carrot.
Love the carrot. But my friend posted a picture of let's take a moment of silence for the states that do not have Publix.
Open your mouth. Okay.
Wait, hold on. No, I gotta Snapchat this.
Just snap it.
Can we practice first? Let's practice.
Practice. Sorry, guys. You
girl,
really.
A penis being thrown at your face. It's a piece of popcorn. Calm down.
Ooh, shit just got real.
She's had pink pubes in her face.
That just got weird.
This is true. Shirt. This one actually went in the shirt you were naming for the shirt.
Oh, damn,
he's just hitting
Patty, you're
face.
Not good at this.
But
no, I'm terrible.
So Trevor Noah starts talking.
Like four at me. One statistically, one was bound to get in.
One out of three is not that bad.
I love it.
There's still one in between.
But your so there's apparently like this.
No, there are two.
There's this moon festival or something in Japan, and they made this like huge moon. And with the whole tsunami and all that stuff that started happening, this moon like escaped and was like rolling down the streets.
A moon?
It was like a huge like fake moon that they had for this like festival. And Trevor Noah was like reporting on this. It was hysterical because he's like, this is the moment where you see the people that are good in a crisis and people that are bad in a crisis. And you've got this like giant moon coming down the street, rolling at people.
Oh, I saw this. Yes.
And there's this woman with a bike in the middle of the street. And Trevor Noah's like talking about it. And he's like, she doesn't know what to do with herself. She doesn't know, leave the bike, take the bike, go with the bike, leave the bike, run away. And it's just that moment that I was cracking up because it's like, yeah, the woman is sitting there. So it's that fight or flight. It's like, do I take my bike? Do I leave with my bike? Do I keep going? Do I do this? And it's the same thing. It's like, what do I do? Do I keep moving? Do I move forward? Do I go?
This cake is so good.
Oh, wait, I have to have cake.
Oh, my God.
Steph, talk. any cake.
And I love moons.
This is a big freaking slice.
I just cut it into three.
Vanessa handed me this cake, and I said,
"Don't eat it all. Take it home and have it for breakfast handed. With some coffee."
Oh, that sounds delicious.
You know what? Yes.
And you missed out.
Oye, un café con leche. Me gusta clarito. Gracias.
Clarito, what is wrong with you?
Of all the cakes, I don't really love. I like carrot cake, but I'm not like.
Get out.
I definitely voted red velvet on that poll.
Yeah, you like it pink, don't you?
I have wanted carrot cake since Neri put that poll up on Facebook asking about red velvet versus carrot cake.
I don't know what the hell carrot cake is.
It's cake with carrot in it.
It's carroty goodness.
So good.
It's more than just carrot.
There's walnuts in it, and I'm not.
And okay. Spices, and.
If they could just make
deliciousness.
It nut free.
It's a perfect, like, fall kind of cake to eat.
Cake in my lap.
I saw what? That. She caught the cake, like, with her hand. She, like, gripped it. She's got icing on her fucking fingers.
Icing on my hand.
I think this is about the time that I asked Vanessa, what time are we at?
We are at an hour and 55 minutes.
Because okay. I think it's about time to review the wine.
Yeah. Vanessa's drunk.
Fantastic. So, Ravenswood, Cabernet Sauvignon.
Sauvignon.
God, I would say.
No, your tongue needs to come out of your mouth. Sauvignon.
There you go. You got it.
Sauvignon. Got a pretty good response.
I mean, I'm not drunk, but I'm good.
Yeah. I think it's tasty. I think it, you know, it's not bitter. It has, you know, a nice taste to it. We could pretty much take down three bottles and still.
It's fruity. I like it.
It's the blackberries.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
It's not bitter at all, and it's really easy.
Guffo.
It's guffo.
My TV.
Y'all
TV. My TV.
I don't know what the fuck is going on.
I don't know what just happened.
Sorry, guys. On that note. There's too many jokes between me and Patty.
Sorry.
On that note.
Yeah. Thomas. So I think that the wine was good. I think for anybody that is interested in a...
Can't go wrong for $10.99.
Nope.
No, not at all. No. Pretty good, and it has a pretty cool name. Gonna go back to that. Like the name.
I like the label.
If you're a Pretty Little Liars fan,
this is perfect.
I was actually inspired because I'm reading a series of books called The Raven Boys, and it's kind of like a sci-fi kind of little series. But when Vanessa asked me, I was like, "Oh, ravens!" That's like all in my mind. So I recommend Ravenswood.
Full circle.
But yeah, it was good. We went down three bottles, and personally, I'm feeling fine.
I feel good.
But we have an extra person today.
Yeah,
We do have an extra person.
Yeah, I had that on mine too.
And I'm like, sick, I didn't really eat much today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think we, this is a definitely thumbs up.
I agree, thumbs up.
The fuck, Siri? Siri just turned on her own.
Siri's like reading our conversation. She says something
Siri
about
wants
the
to be on the podcast.
Oh my God, Patty, I'm so glad you didn't see me.
Was it the pink penis?
I just have like three
is it the
of
pink
that.
Pubes?
I just got like three of them.
Is it the pink pubes?
No.
Oh, damn it, David.
I just opened my phone to like.
Here's my question.
Four dick pics.
I have an idea of where David is this weekend, and I could be wrong, and that is inappropriate.
He's back. From
okay, because I was going to say he was supposed to be someplace.
He's not on retreat anymore. He's not leading a retreat anymore.
No.
I'm sorry.
Stephanie, it's an iPad. It's large.
It is large and in charge.
I'm so sorry.
All I'm saying is that
hey, David,
he better be home because that's inappropriate where I think he's supposed to be at.
No, they're like archive dick pics.
Nothing, I see you, David.
Nothing.
So wait, he like randomly takes them and then sends them to you?
Yes, he has like a folder of, he has like a photo vault app where he's got like all the dirty pictures
and then he just randomly like
I'm not kidding, he
Thomas
does that.
Has a file of boob pictures and it's just like
he sent me like pictures of my boobs. I'm like, I know what my boobs look like, why are you sending me these? He's like, I don't get it.
He's like, in case you forgot
I couldn't look down.
Well, because you know the view you have from this angle is not the same as this.
It's
angle,
true.
So
but it doesn't matter. I still know what they. I have a mirror. I know what they look like.
Always look like from here. From here. Camera.
Yeah.
Hello.
Anyway. Yeah, I'm sorry, Patty.
I think that's a perfect
cool. It's all good. Right. It's all good. I'm good at that. I know how to avert my eyes. I'm like.
And I think
like melting into the couch.
Like, I know.
That is like, be gone.
Do not want to see white penis.
Damn you, Satan.
White penises scare me.
Not today.
Oh my God. That reminds me of the episode of of Punked, where Miley Cyrus punked Khloe Kardashian.
About penises?
Well, so the whole, she was able to punk Khloe and Kelly Osbourne in the same night.
So she was like, oh, this is a white penis.
Well, so the whole thing was that they were getting food delivered, and the guy was going to ask, the guy that was like the actor was going to ask to use the bathroom, and then the gag was going to be that he got his like zipper stuck on his balls.
Oh, I remember this.
So they like lay him out.
Patty's face.
On the kitchen counter, and Chloe's calling 911, which is like,
I remember this.
It's the fucking punked people. And the guy asks her, he's like, what color is the penis turning? Is it red? Is it pink? Or whatever. To which her answer was, I don't know what color it's supposed to be. I've never seen a white dick.
You know?
Classy.
You know?
Classy.
I don't know how to feel about that. I don't know if I should feel like...
proud?
Like sad for her? Like maybe she should have seen more? Oh, the monsters are out.
Oh, that cake's gonna go.
That's not your cake.
Oh, yeah.
So give them water. They're not my responsibility.
I don't know. White penises are weird.
I mean,
all I know. I look at a white penis. And
hashtag.
What's wrong with that albino dick? Why is it that color?
All right. Well,
on that note.
Thanks for checking us out, guys. Make sure to check out our social media. We are officially on iTunes. We're not just on Podbean. We're on iTunes. So subscribe, leave a review. If you like us, if you don't like us,
share
with your friends.
Email us.
Drink along.
Recommend wines.
We'll totally drink the wines that you guys recommend. We've already gone through our favorites, so we'll drink the wines that you guys recommend. Follow us on social media, on all platforms, Mamas and Merlot.
MOMMASANDMERLOT.
You're not that drunk, then.
I am good at spelling, guys.
Yes, and you can remember that shit. Yeah, you can find us, Mamas and Merlot, Instagrams, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, and Gmail. If you want to send us an email.
gmail.com, guys.
And you can also find us on the Geek Bro Network. So yes. Geek Bro.
You can also find other awesome podcasts on there.
You can find What's Up Bro. You can find Mount Geekmore. You can
MT find Geekmore.
Zeros on Heroes. Who else is on Geek?
Cosplay Fame.
Cosplay Fame. Here, have some of this.
Cake.
COSPLAYFAME.
And as always, have a great night. Yes. And
cheers.
Clink.
Ma chère mademoiselle, it is with deepest pride and greatest pleasure that we welcome you tonight. And now, we invite you to relax. Let us pull up a chair as the dining room proudly presents your dinner.
Okay, we just...
You don't know.
On? Are we on?
Okay, wait. Addendum.
We just received
a photo of the pink pubes.
And we have questions, ladies and gentlemen.
We have even more questions. Please show it again.
Okay.
Wait, I can see the reflection because in the poster.
FYI, Steph has cut out the meat and potatoes. We are just looking at the actual...
She cut out the money.
And by meat and potatoes, she means dick and bone.
In case.
Thank you, Patty.
Okay. Okay.
Oh my God.
Okay. I can't.
I'm scared all over again. It's American like Horror Story.
Scar. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
It's American Horror Story. But this is Cuban Horror Story.
I have a question.
But it's what it is.
Skin
is what
or it the is. Hair.
But is that hair. So it was like
fresh. Does he shave?
Yeah, he was. He did a lot at the time.
What the fuck, David? But
Steph, did you have sex with that afterwards? Because it looks like if it's like infected.
But it looks like the herp.
If you fuck a model who bleached her pubes. Did you get bleach on your t-shirt?
Because that would make you an asshole.
Un pendejo. Oh my God. But
he fired up the old laptop. He said that's where it was.
But the thing is, it looks like if it was like, if it like bleached his skin.
Yeah, it looks like death.
It looks like death. It looks like a fresh C-section scar. It's really scary.
It's really scary, people. It's really
scary. I have to pee.
It's not even pink. It's like
it's really hot.
Second day of your period red.
Like, no, it looks like you have some sort of like like outbreak. Like it looks like an outbreak.
It looks like Dave had sex with Stephanie while she was on her period, and that was the residual that was left over.
It looks like an outbreak. It looks like he's got some sort of like rosacea. Like there is a problem going on down there. Like he touched something.
Some severe atopic dermatitis, and I recommend that he gets an oatmeal bath.
Like Stephanie, it really, like, I have questions. Like, was that right afterwards? Stephanie, there's like, I have, like, it was he okay? Did are he have to sure get a was, shot afterwards? Are you or sure something? It was
dye and not yes, a Sharpie?
I promise you.
That looked like Sharpie work.
This is beauty school dropout shit.
No, this was,
bro, Frenchie would be appalled. You have
popcorn. How long did he have that ass, though?
That's your fault.
How long did he have that on there?
Like at least a month before it made him. Like it wouldn't wash off.
Did it skin. Burn? I feel like that would burn.
I feel like it burned.
You have to ask him, honey. I don't know.
David.
Like, I didn't do it.
David, did it burn?
Listen, Christy was broken before. I think I'm broken now. Stephanie. I don't know where to go with my thoughts.
No, because
I don't
Stephanie know. Let another person do this
she
to her
husband.
She let
another woman do this to her husband.
And we like, won't even go into the fact that the person was like...
No. What? Don't Facebook Live.
Oh, that's forbidden to happen.
It's too late.
Dude, like, his mom can see that.
We can
that
block
American horror story yeah, shit.
Dude, yeah, his mom. Come on, dude.
He's a married guy.
It doesn't matter, dude. Like, come on. Please,
turn it off. It.
Oh, no.
You guys are the worst. You know, you especially, miss, I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks. Now you gotta edit the podcast. Now we gotta... Meh.
Facebook Live.
Meh. What's the difference? She can listen to the
she
podcast.
Has Periscope. Snapchat.
She did. What about podcasting? Did she listen to that?
I don't know.
iTunes.
Snapchat me that dig. If it's
did you recording? Snapchat. I sent you.
Which one?
Without a hat.
The special edition of Mama's Merlot.
Yeah, done.
I'm cutting it here.
All right.
Bye. Cheers.
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 It's my new obsession. Yeah, pink, it's not even a question. Pink on the lips of your lover. Cause pink is the love you discover. Pink as the bling on your cherry. Pink, cause you are so very. It's the color of passion. Cause today it just goes with the fashion. Pink, it was love at first sight. Yeah, pink, when I turn out the light. And pink gets me high as a kite. We'll be right back.
number. I wanna wrap you in rubber.